Mishnah is in the pasuk. The question is, what is the meaning of the pasuk? It's in Tess Chav Zayin. Kimu v'kiluhidu malem v'azar v'kol nevam malem v'layavar v'yos osu mishnei ha-yomim mo'ele kichsovam v'chizmanam. It should say, Lios osim eshnei yama mo'ele kizmana, the right man. What's kichsova? Okay? B'chol shana v'shana. So apparently there's two things that comprise the essence of the kiyum of the Yom HaPur. One is the asiyas hayom, that it's yom mishtev esimcha, and the two is the kriyas ha-megillah. Two is the kriyas ha-megillah. That there's two kiyumim in the Yom HaPur. Kiyum kriya and kiyum kvias. Okay. As a matter of fact, the next pasuk really bears that out. Because the next pasuk says, Vayomim ho'ela nizkarim v'nasa. What is nizkarim? Nizkarim is kriya. Because zohar means zohar b'peh. Just like the mitzvah of Zechir by Mechias Amalek. So Zohar means Kriya. So Yomim O'Elim is Korim V'Nasim. So you see that the day consists of two essential elements. One is Kviyas Hayom, of Yom Mishnah V'Samcha, and that Kiyum takes place through the Sudas Hayom, the Mishnah V'Samcha. And the second thing, is, and the second element, is the element of Zechira and Kriya. Okay? Yes. See, Rashi is interesting. Rashi is Kichsavam Shetehe HaMegillah Ksuva Ksav Ashuras. So Rashi's learning, Rashi on the Megillah itself is learning Kichsavam means Kriya. Because he's saying, Leo Sosmashem, Kichsavam means Kriya. That it should be done exactly, the kriya should be kichsavam. It should be ksav ashuras. So kichsavam means kriya, and kizmana means asiya. Okay, that's the way Rashi learns in the Megillah. I mean, okay. Now, as a matter of fact, I mean, Yosef's question is why you say kichsavam means the tenoyim ha-nichtavim in the Megillah. For instance, in Pasuk Yates, al kanehidu ma-prozim, osim esim ha-basal, simcha, mishtav, yomtav, mishloach, manas, ishlu, rieyu. And then the other part is Matanas Lavyonim. So maybe it's speaking about Tnoi Hayom. So my only question is then it would not say Chizmanim, because that's also a part of Tnoi Hayom. So that's why I think Rashi learns Pashtus, Kichsavam means Kriyas HaMegillah. That's the Pashtus of the Lashna Mikra. Kichsavam means Kriyas HaMegillah. And that's what Rashi says, Kichsavam, that it means Kriyas HaMegillah, but not only does it mean Kriyas HaMegillah, it means Kriyas HaMegillah in specific. It should be written Ksav Ashuras. Okay? Kichsavam. That the Zechira should take place exactly like their Ksav, which is Ksav Ashuras. That's how Rashi's learning. So Pashtus of Lashon HaMikra, it seems, and Rashi endorses it, is that Kichsavam is Kriyas HaMegillah, and the chizmanam is not simply the chizmanam, means all the chizmanam means the yom, the kviyas hayom, the kviyas hayom. Okay, it's not a kviyas hayom because originally it was a kviyas hayom, it was also mamlach, but then it was changed. But anyways, chizmanam is referring to the yom, to the essence of the yom, and kichsavam is kriya, and then it follows through very nicely. Because Vayomim Ma'il and is Korim V'Nasim. So the two essential elements of the Yom is Kriya and Asiyas Hayom. Asiyas Hayom is Mishta V'Simcha, and Kriya is Kriya Samigila. Okay. Like the Machaber brings down, he says, let's say that a person is an owner. An owner is also in Basar Yayin. So the Machal Paskin is that he still has the Sudas Purim with Basar. With Basar Yayin. Why? Because he says this is an Asay Midivrei Kabbalah Shal Rabim and is Docha Asay Shal Yochid. That's what the Machal says. Yeah. It's in Siman Tav Reish Tzadik Vav, Zayin. Yesh Mi Sheomer Sheonan Mutter B'Basar Yayin. The lo osi asei de yochid avelis, v'dochi asei de rabim de araisa. Interesting. L'smoach b'purim, the divrei kabbalah ninu, shehen kedivrei Torah. It's amazing, huh? Yeah. You're right. You see, the thing is, like, when he says Naseh Midaraisa, he doesn't mean it's an addition to the Tayag. That's, that's Chas Shalom. That's most of our Torah. But what it means is, Aseh the Kabbalah means that when there is a mitzvah Midaraisa, which is not Olu L'Minyan HaMitzvahs, but it is included in a Kiyum Midaraisa. And then the Novi comes along, the Divrei Kabbalah isolates it and is machayev you in the specific, and gives it a specific tzura. So he holds that as the same chov as a chov deraisa. That's an interesting thing. Same status. In other words, you see, what he's talking about, see, you can't add any mitzvahs. So when Chazal formulated the mitzvah of Purim, okay, the mitzvah of Purim. So what they were doing was they took a deraisa and they gave it a tzura, and the tzura is mishta v'simcha mishloach manas yishloeh matan slavyanu. They gave it a tzura. But essentially, mishtav asimcha. So when they did that, so they took a deraisa and they gave it a specific tzura. What? Kiddush Margol. Pirsum Hanes, Kiddush Margol. So they took that deraisa and they gave it a specific form. That's Divrei Kabbalah. So what the Machaber is saying is, when that occurs, then it has the power of dechia, like a regular asay. See, that's what he's saying, basically. Because you could have a lot of derises. A lot. To do chesed is also derisa. But doing chesed is not going to be docha. You're not going to say asay docha los asay because you have to do chesed. Because it's not a specific tzuras mitzvah, but tzurasa, you see. But when the novi, when the divrei kabbalah, comes along and is koveya and gives a tzura to a mitzvah, so then it has the power of tchia. That's what the Mechaber is saying, basically. So that's why we say lo osa asei diyochid the avelus v'dochi asei the rabin daraisa l'smach b'purim the divrei kabbalah ninu shehem k'divrei Torah. That's what he means. Shehem k'divrei Torah doesn't mean he means shehem k'divrei Torah so far as tchia. That's what he means. It has the same status. The Mishnah Berurah asks a question. Kol divrei avelus nogim b'chanukah Purim. So Akam Oviri says that asei the yochid avelus is docha asei the rabbin. So he says, because he wants to say, I don't know what his answer is. I don't understand his answer. He says, because aninus is different. I don't know what's the difference. I mean, if anything, aninus is stronger. Aninus is the raisa. But the answer, I think, is very simple. There's nothing in divrei avelus that's a tarti de sasri in kiyum of the Purim. For instance, a novel is not allowed to wear shoes. There's nowhere that says that you must wear shoes on Purim. So there's no tata de sasri. I'm talking the maker then. There's no halach. If a person didn't, the person wore sneakers on Purim, it's not over anything. So there's no tata de sasri. But the only time he found the tata de sasri is in aninus. Because in aninus, you're also b'basar yayin. Now we're chayiv in basar yayin. So that's what the Mechaber says, that the asay de rabim is docha, the asay de yachid, because the asay de rabim is divrei kabbalah, and it has the status of the rest, it's docha. Rashi states clearly there's no chiyuv to be misabel, believe. That's what Rashi says in Sukkah. In general, Rashi says there's no place that says that an oval has to be said. Doesn't say that. Now, even though the Rambam does say that Avelus is a Kiyum Belev, but the Rambam's Kiyum Belev is not the Kiyum Belev that everybody thinks. It's not an emotional feeling about the loss. Because let's say the person, I mean, let's say you don't have any emotions as a person. You can't manufacture emotions. There's no way that you must now feel sorry. I mean, you know, emotions, you can't just manufacture that. So the Rambam holds the key and belief is not, if you look carefully at the Rambam, it's not feeling bad that the person died or necessarily that you miss him or her, but it's the key and belief of Midas Adin, a recognition of the Midas Adin. And that's why he quotes that that it has to be like a sword is in front, is on the door for the first certain so much time, and then it's like it's the various Peshuk, and so according to the Rambam's Kiyum is really the Kiyum of a different kind of idea, you see, of the Kiyum Belev. I don't know where does it say that you can't have recognition of Midas Adin on Purim. It doesn't say you can't have. I thought this was awesome. No, it's not that it's awesome. It's not a Tatya Sasi. I'll bring you a Raya. You see, the Gra says that why you masking a Shamos on Shabbos? So the Gra says because the idea is that the Vachayitin Alibo. So you see, Shabbos is, you recognize Midas Adin? That's Midas Adin. As a matter of fact, there were those that held you say, that on Purim you say Tachnun. There are many sheetahs that hold that on Purim you say Tachnun. Whole question, you say Tachnun Purim, why is it Tachnun Purim? So you see, there's no Tata Sasir between saying Tachnun and between Sudas Purim of Mishta V'Simcha. Okay, that's not Tata Sasir. If I'm not mistaken, I think the Rambam held you do say Tachnun. If I'm not mistaken, I think. Just going by off the top of my head. But I know there are sheetahs, major sheetahs that hold you say Tachnun Purim.
There is.
Yeah, that has to be Kimbalev. Yeah. That's Kimbalev. Yeah. I'll bring you the biggest raya. Rosh Hashanah itself. Rosh Hashanah is Yom Tov, and there's a Chi of Simcha, and it's certainly recognition of Midas Adin. It's the Yom Adin. Okay. Yeah, that's right. That's the time. That's correct. That's the essence of Avelis. Avelis, you have to demonstrate Kavod HaMeis. That's a halacha. You have to demonstrate Kavod HaMeis. But Rashi states clearly. He says, Rashi, got a Gemara Sukkah? Yeah, Rashi's on Daf Chaf Hamed Aleph and Sukkah. He says, because the Gemara says, and it's pretty hard to explain it any other way. Because the Gemara says, why is a kones as apsulas potter from krishma? So the Gemara says kones will tarit, kones amal lo tarit. So the Gemara says chalecha the tarit, hachanami the potter. Wherever a person started, he's potter from a mitzvah. Al meyata tavas finasu bayom the tarit, hachanami the potter. The chitay machanami v'amar rabba zavda marav avol chayev b'chol mitzvah samurus b'torah chutz menat tefillin. So if you can tell me that Torah is putter, so the Gemara asks, so if a guy lost a large sum of money, he should putter from krishma. And we see that avol, who has the greatest loss, okay, is still chayev in all the mitzvahs except tefillin. So the Gemara says no, hasam Torah tir the mitzvah. Where by Konis of Sula it's a Tirdin a mitzvah, because of B is a mitzvah. But Hasam Tara Tirdin a Rishus. That's a Tirdin a Rishus, the Gemara says. So the Gemara is talking about two cases. Tavas Finasa by Yaman is talking about Avelis. So Rashi says, Tirdin a Rishus, Sha'afa Pishu Chayav Linhog Avelis Shel Ne'ila Rechitza Vesicha, Laharos Kvod Meso, Eino Chayav Litzdayer. He's not Chayav and feel bad. So that's Tirdin a Rishus, it's a personal thing. He feels bad. So it's pretty hard to go away from the way Rashi explains the Gemara. I mean, the Gemara is pretty open. It's Tirdin Rishus. It's an open Gemara. Yeah, but what the Rambam's idea of Avelis Belev is a separate idea. That's an idea of recognition of Midas Adin, but that's not called Tirda. See, the Gemara never called that Tirda, because that's an intellectual recognition. But that's no Tata Sasri. That's not Tata Sasri. You can have a recognition of the Midas Adin, and you can still have a Mishnah Vesom. Because the Ram says that in Rosh Hashanah, even though Yechayev Liya Sameach, but he says, not Simcha Yisera, he says, because Sifrei Chayim and Sifrei Mesim, Menachem Afanav. Yeah, that's true. That's true. But that's different. That's different than simply recognition of the Midas Adin. That's a different kind of a thing. That means the Kedushas Hayom is a Yom that the individual's Nechtav L'chaim Olamavis. So there, it's not Roy to engage in Yisumcha Yisera, because then it's a Tartid Asasri to the Kedushas Hayom. So the whole idea of Simcha and Yontif is to enhance the Kedushas Hayom. But in Rosh Hashanah, the Kedushas Hayom, if you enhance the too much, you're going against the very character of the day. So the whole mitzvahs of Simcha and Oneg on Yontif and on Shabbos, the whole mitzvah is to give the character of the Kedushas Hayom an expression. But if the character of that Kedushas Hayom is Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Meis and Menachem Afanav, so engaging in Simcha Yisera is no mitzvah, because that's not the character of the Kedushas Hayom. But it doesn't mean, because it's a Tarti to Sasri, over here we're talking about the question of being makir the Midas Adin, and still engaging in Simcha. That's possible. That's possible, because you're doing the Simcha as a mitzvah, and you're makir you're not doing this, you're doing the Simcha, you have to understand you're doing the Simcha as a mitzvah. You see, that's a big mistake. The mistake everyone makes about Purim is that they think the mitzvah on Purim is to be happy, crazy. You see, while it is true, I mean, the Rav said the mitzvah is hololos, but the hololos is directed. It's not undirected. You understand what I mean? That is the mitzvah, because it's for nahafachu, and it was a victory party. So we do it exactly as they did. So therefore, that's why it's the only case we have such a thing. Because the Ram says that Avodol, it's us to get drunk on Yantif and Shikras. Because Shikras, he says, that's holiness. Alone it's Tavino ala holiness. Alone it's Tavino ala holiness. So what do you do with Purim? Why, how come by Purim we say the mitzvah is holiness? But the answer is, what the Ram is saying is, the Rambam means like this. What the Rambam means is that the whole essence of the Kedushas Hayom is really Kiruv L'Makom. That's the function and purpose of the Moadim. So how could Holus be a part of that? The whole expression of the Yom is an expression of the means and the medium that brings us to Kiruv L'Makom. So Holus can't be a vehicle. That's on the contrary. That's Richuk. Yes, so that's what the Ram is talking about, the system of Moadim and the concept in Moadim of how the Moed is a vehicle for an individual to attain perfection. So a whole list can't belong there. It can't be an element, you see. But over here it's different, because over here it is an element. Because over here the Kiyum is Hayomim Mo'elen Niskarim V'Nasim. The Kiyum is to repeat exactly what took place in order to be Mekadesh Yem Shamayim with Pirsim Anes. And that's what took place. So you have to do Hololos. You see? So that's no Kasha. Then Hololos is simply an act which is directed by us in order to achieve a goal of Pirsim Anes. You see? But it doesn't mean that the person, it's not time out. I mean, that's a big, it may sound like the same thing. But it's a fine line of distinction, but the distinction is a very great one. Very great distinction. If a person is mishtaker because he needs an outlet, if he's mishtaker because he needs an outlet, an emotional outlet, he has nothing to do with Sudas Purim. That's not Sudas Purim. He just needs an emotional outlet. So he's just getting drunk. Has nothing to do with mitzvah sayam. But if a person gets drunk because he's repeating the same mitzvah as it was, as the piercing was done, in the same manner the piercing was done then, in order that it should be an accurate reference system for the piercing on ace, that's the kiyum of mitzvah part. Sounds the same, may look the same, but there's a world of difference. So that's why this has nothing to do with Yom Tov, because Yom Tov is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Yom Tov. He gave us a day with vehicles and elements that bring us closer to Yedias Hashem. So Holus doesn't. So it can't be a Yom Tov. That's what the Rambam is saying. But the Rambam is not saying there could never be a mitzvah of Holus. That's not what he's saying. The mitzvah of Holus over here is because that's the accurate portrayal representation of Pir Simanes. Okay? Yeah. That's a good question. So why is Yom Tov Mevat Lavelis? In fact, that was the Rav's question. The Rav's question was, why is Yom Tov Mevat Lavelis? Because there's no halacha on Yom Tov that you have to wear shoes. So why, right? Yeah. So the answer is that it's a tarti de sasri to the Kedusha Sayon. That's the answer. It's a tarti de sasri to the Kedusha Sayon. Because the state of mind of an ovel is exactly the opposite of the state of mind of Yom Tov. See, not because Eid Basar V'Yayin. That's the idea that we're developing here. It's not because Basar V'Yayin. Basar V'Yayin is not a Tarti D'Sasri. The Tarti D'Sasri is that the Kiyum of Yom Tov is a Kiyum of Lefnei Hashem. Usmachtem Lefnei Hashem Alekechem. Avelus, there's no Avelus Lefnei Hashem. That's a Tarti D'Sasri. That's why the Kohen Gadol is, the Kohen Gadol is not Avelus. Because, Menamigdish Leyetze. So there's no Avelus Lefnei Hashem. That's a Tarti D'Sasri. It's not the Achilas Basar and Shasias Yayin that's the Tarti D'Sasri. It's not the Simcha, the fact that he's Sameach V'Tov Lev. That, Rashi says, he doesn't need a Chayav L'Stayer. As a matter of fact, the novel could drink wine. He should drink wine. Ten yayin lamari nefesh. So a novel could drink wine and he could eat basa. And it could be a sameach v'tov lev. It's not over anything. As long as he's knowing the kavod ames, the 11 things. So the novel's chayav in. So he's, what goes on in his mind internally. There's nothing to do with it. He's not violating. But the status of an ovel, you see, the shame ovel is a tarti de sasri to the simchal of Hashem. That's the chaleshem ovel. The din of an ovel, there's a status of an ovel, like ovel with regard to kabonis. There's a status where there's a tarti de sasri between the gavra of an ovel and a gavra of Lefnei Hashem. See, it's the gavra of the oval. It's not the acts, you see, not the maisa. So that's why the Mechaber is right. Because over here on Purim, there is no Kedushas Hayom on Purim. So there's no halacha of Lefnei Hashem on Purim. So it's just a matter of Mishtav HaSimcha. So Mishtav HaSimcha is not a Tati V'Sasri. So Kol Divrei Avelus are noig on Purim. Because there's no Tarti D'Sasri. You see, there's absolutely no Tarti D'Sasri. As a matter of fact, if you think into it, we paskin the other way. We paskin that Divrei Avelus we're not knowing on Purim. But if you think into it logically, it's right. That's a Shita Sarambam, by the way. That's a Shita Sarambam. The Mechaber is Shita Sarambam. The Ramah, we're knowing like the Ramah. But the Mechaber is really Shita Sarambam. If you think into it, it makes perfect sense. Because there is no Tarti D'Sasri between the Gavra of an Ovel and between the Yom HaPurim. Because there is no Halach of Yom on Yom HaPurim of Lefnei Hashem. There's a Tarti D'Sasri between the Gavra of an Ovel and Lefnei Hashem. That's a Tarti D'Sasri. Not because of what he does, because of the Gavra of an Ovel. You can't be a Gavra of an Ovel Lefnei Hashem. There's an entity of a Gavra of an Ovel. It's not because of what he does. It's the shame of El. There's a gavra, there's an entity of a gavra of an ovel. And that chalei's shame is not possible if Nehar Hashem. There is a gavra of an ovel. There's a gavra of an ovel, but again, to carbonis. That's an entity. It's a gavra of an ovel. There's a difference between the gavra of an ovel and between what the ovel has to do. You see? So on yontif, the tarti de sasri is between the gavra of the ovel and the gavra of lifnei ad Hashem. On Purim, there's no tarti de sasri. So that's why on Purim, the machaber paskens like the Rambam. That he could do, he could be knowing all divrei avelus. What's the problem? Where do you see, where's the contradiction? Where's the contradiction? It's not, simcha. Simcha is, that's not why yontif is mevaal avelus. Yontif mevaal avelus, not because of simcha. Yontif, he could be smecha tov live. Ten yayin lamari nefesh. It's because of the status of lifnei ad Hashem. Smecha lifnei ad Hashem alakechem. Purim, there's no lifnei ad Hashem alakechem, so there's no problem. There is an entity that the gavra is in mourning. He's in ovel. There's an entity in a chal Hashem. Not because of what he has to do, but there's a concept of a gavra being in ovel. He's in mourning. He's missing something. He's lacking. He's in a state. Just like by Mitzora, Val Sofam Yata, Mechutzam Lamachana Moshav. There's a status that he has. This man is in a certain status. He's in the status of an ovel. He's bereaved. There is such a thing as a gavra that's bereaved. What he does personally, how he feels, and under it. That's an objective designation. That objective designation cannot be lifnei Hashem. That's a tarti de sasri.
That stands from
Midas Adin does not make you an ovel. As a matter of fact, the Rosh Hashanah is Mevatel Avelus. Rosh Hashanah is Midas Adin. It's not because of what you do. That's what I'm trying to explain to you. But there is an objective designation. The man is an ovel. He can be a happy ovel, but he's an ovel. It's no tarti de sasri. It's a shem ovel. The man is bereaved. That's a certain idea. It's an entity. Okay. And an ovel, that's correct. The shem ovel is all shiva because he can't. That's correct. Because by kabbanis. That's right. The shem ovel, even with regard to kabbanis, he has a shem ovel and he's, and he can't bring his kabbanis. What? That's right. I believe the Rav said that. That the Shem Ovel is all 7 days, Midaraisa, the Shem Ovel. Because you see, with regard to Kabbanis. Okay, with regard to Kabbanis, he can't bring his Kabbanis. Okay. In other words, an entity in a Chalos Shem is not necessarily commensurate with the mitzvahs that a person has to do. And that's exactly what you were mentioning from the Rav. That Avelis is Drabanan. That's mitzvahs avelus. Well, you don't have to do anything midaraisa, but it does not prevent the designation. The man is in a state of bereavement. He suffered a loss of a relative, and that loss gives him a certain definition of being an ovel. He's bereaved. You see, the mitzvahs and then the chiyuvim of avelus is something different. They stem from the fact that you have such a person, but the designation itself is not commensurate with the mitzvahs. That's the point. It's an abstract designation. That abstract designation is a tarti de sasri to another designation, which is lifnei ad Hashem. Mendy's asking a question. His question is that how can the machaber say kol divrei avelus is nogim bepurim? But mishtav asimcha, how come you could do that and you can't, and Talmud Torah is also. But Talmud Torah is also because Pikudi Hashem, Yeshua Masam Chalev. That's correct. Pikudi Hashem is Masam Chalev. So that's why he can't have Talmud Torah. But, mishtav asimcha, he can have. Mishtav asimcha, he can have. It's a good question. That's a good question. I think the answer to the question is that, could you hear when it's on the table, by the way? I think the answer to the question is because daddy holds his docha. In other words, the Mechaber paskins that mishta v'simcha is docha the Avelis. So there's the Chia over there. There's the Chia. But there's no Tati the Sasri between the Gavrov and Ovel and between the Yom Apur. That's the point. Okay? Yes, you understand? Yeah, no, because Misam Chalev. Yeah, okay, that's right. Misam Chalev, because it's Simcha. Let's say because it's Simcha. Oh, I hear your question. Oh, your question. Okay, his question is that how could Rashi say in a Chayav Letztayer? And, but you see that he's not allowed to be besimcha because you say he's not allowed. That's your question. Okay, that's a good question. Hold on a second. In other words, your question is not on Purim. Not with regard to Purim. What's not Eschadas on Purim? Yeah, no, you're right. No, he's right. We have to change what we said. In other words, like this. With regard to Mishta V'Simcha, it is a Tarta D'Sasri. But the only thing is the Machaber Paskins that it's Docha. But with regard to everything else, it's not a Tarta D'Sasri. Do you know what I mean? But that's correct. The Ovel is not Chayav Letztayer, but he's not allowed to participate in things of Simcha. I over here, how could he do it? The answer is because over here, because it's Docha, like the Machaber says. Because that's Eschadas Nevelis, right? That's Laharos Kavod Meso. That's Laharos Kavod Meso. That's a separate thing. Laharos Kavod Meso, so he can't engage in Talmud Torah. That would be a lack in Kavod HaMeis. That's how Rashi learns, because all those things are Kavod HaMeis. But personally, how he feels internally, he can feel fine. There's no ways. What? Yeah. That's correct. There's no halacha emotionally about how he has to feel emotionally. But he can't engage in anything which manifests a lack of a Kavod HaMeis. So if he's going to learn, so that's going to be a lack of Kavod HaMeis, because he's engaging in something of Simcha. I over here, how could he do it? So the Mishtav HaSimcha. So insofar as Achilas Basar and Shsiyas Yayin, that I mean, the question is, yeah, just give me a second. Let me think about it. Just one second. It's a good question. No, I think the answer is nothing. No, not a contrary. I'm going up and back of it. But I think the answer is like this, that there is no tie to the Sasri. Because otherwise the Machaber would have said before that the Mishta V'Simcha has to be Docha the Avelis. Okay? But it doesn't say it over there. It only says the Chia Bayi with regard to Aninus. But the answer is very simple. The answer is on Purim, it's the Mishta V'Simcha. In other words, the Shsiyas Yayin Achilas Basar is not against Avelis. There's no wheres that it says that a novel can't have a bus of a yayin. So in terms of the Maisa HaMitzvah of Purim, there's no tie to the Sasri whatsoever. Okay? You'll tell me Sameach V'Tov Lev? There's no halacha on Purim of Sameach. There's no halacha B'Lev on Purim. There's no halacha B'Lev on Purim. See, there's only halacha of a Maisa Mishta, of Achilu Shsia. But there's no halacha on Purim that he has to be Sameach V'Tov Lev. There's no halachic structure like that. So therefore, with regard to Avelis, there's no Tarti Sasri whatsoever in terms of the Mishnah. You see? Masha'enikain with regard to Aninus, over there, there's a Tarti Sasri, because there's an Isser of Bos of a Yayin. So there, the Machaber has to say it's Docha. But with regard to Purim, you don't need the Chiyah, because there's no halacha B'Lev of Simcha. There's no halacha B'Lev on Purim of Simcha. Where does it say the Yef B'Sameach V'Tov Lev? It doesn't say that at all. Okay, hello? That's what I think the answer is. Because it bothers me, because otherwise the Machaber would have said it's a Tarti Sasri before. Yeah. Right. No, I would say simple like Rashi says, because he can't engage in something which is Mesameach Alev because it's a Tati de Sasi to cover a mace. Okay, yeah, but you're right. Heschadah is the same idea. Heschadah is also cover a mace. Because it means it's not cover a mace. He's involving himself in something else. It's all because of cover a mace. You're right. That's correct. In other words, Pekuri Hashem Yishar Mesam Chalev is not because intrinsically you're not allowed to be a Sameach. There's no halacha like that. But the halacha is that the halacha is that you can't involve yourself in simcha because then it's a lack in kavod hameis, because then you're mesiach das. That's right. That's correct. That's correct.
That's not believed.
What's that?
The holos on parm that's not believed.
No, it doesn't say. Where does it say believe in parm? No halacha believe.
The holos isn't something
that's not believed.
It's just
no, not believed. Just a
mice. That will not. Yeah.
No, on the contrary, it's not a halacha of holos believe. That's exactly what I'm saying. No. It's only a mice. How does the Rambam have it? The Rambam. Achi yishtaker. What does it say? V'yeirodem b'shechruso. What does it say you have to have belief to become crazy? That nobody here says. There's no, when the Rav said that holulus purim is holulus, he meant what the Rambam was calling holulus on yontif. Because to be mishtaker is holulus, Rambam says. Okay, if not right, Rambam says Yontif says that Mishtak is holeless. That's what the Rav said, that Purim is holeless. But he didn't mean holeless believe. As a matter of fact, that's what we're saying. That would be wrong, because Lona Stavino are holeless. There's no halach of holeless, l'shem holeless. Over here you're doing it in order to demonstrate the Pirsuman Ace. So that's why you're Mishtak here. But believe is supposed to be that you're doing the mitzvah. Not believe that you're crazy. That's not, that there's not, that we don't have a king like that. Yes. That's correct. That's right. Correct. The Yanya Sama, Vavanush is not a Tat Nesesser. Not a Tat Nesesser of Ilis. Yeah, it's a different, that's true. The yayin is samach levav enosh, but it's not usher in yayin. But pikuri Hashem yishar mesam chelev is a tata disaster. Because drinking yayin is a normal process that a person does, so it doesn't lack in kavod and kavod hameis. Because on the contrary, he's sad, he needs something to lift the spirits. But engaging in something which is intrinsic simcha, that is, you see, Yayin Yisamach Levav Enosh is not intrinsic simcha. It means a person said, so Yayin has that effect. It lifts him up. You see? So that's not a Tata Sashatav to cover a mace, because on the contrary, that's in line. Ten Yayin Lamar Nefesh. So he needs the Yayin. So that doesn't lack in Kovod HaMeis. But to engage in something which is intrinsic simcha, Pikuri Hashem Yishar Masam Chalev, that lacks in Kavod HaMeis, because now it's a complete Hesach Hadas, and you're completely neglecting the recognition of the mace. You see? That's the difference. See, it's true, the Ram does say, Mutav Lod Maharbos Matanos Avyonu Milaharbos Besudaso Bemishloach Monos L'Reav. She'en Shom Simcha Gedola. That's the old shum. Shein shum simcha gedola umufuara. Elo lesameach levaniyim v'yisomim v'almonos v'gerim. Shama sameach levam lolom lolom ho'elu doma l'shchina. Shenema l'hachios ruch shvolim u'l'hachios lev nitkoyim. So we have to be, that's the mitzvah l'damas elov. So that's the greatest mitzvah. But I don't think the Rambam necessarily means that there's a Simchas Hayom, a kiyum of a Simchas Hayom in Purim. You see? Because then you'd have to have a kiyum belave on and a Kedushas Hayom. And there is no Kedushas Hayom over here. It's a Kviyas Hayom. But it's not a Kedushas Hayom. But all the Rambam is saying, not because there's a Simcha on Purim. You see? It's true there's a Kviyas Hayom of Simcha. But that Kviyas of Yom of Simcha is like the Rav mentioned. It's Kviyas Yom of Simcha. You can't be, it's also the Tainis and it's also the Hesped. You see, That's the Kfiyas Yom, like Hanukkah. But what the Rambam just means, the fact that this is the greatest mitzvah. See? He's saying, She'ein Shom Simcha Gedola Mufu'ara, that this is the greatest simcha. So therefore, this in its own right, it's always great when a mitzvah, every mitzvah has one objective. And that is to reach the highest level of kiruv lamakom, which is valachta bedrachav. So the Rambam is saying over here that this kiyum of being mesameach lev, this mitzvah has an element that places a person on the highest level. You see. That places a person on the high. If he in fact is a sameach, and if he's really a sameach, and the fact that he helps the sameach lev aniyim v'yisomim v'amonos the gerim, that if he's mesameach in doing that is the greatest mitzvah. You see, you understand what I'm saying? Not the Rambam is saying because it's a kiyum of the yom. The Rambam saying because the fact is, this is the greatest simcha. In other words, let's say a person is mesameach lev hom lolam, okay? But he's not happy about it. He does it begrudgingly, you see? That's not really fulfilling the mitzvah. That's not fulfilling the mitzvah. Because the fulfillment of the mitzvah is contingent, that mitzvah is contingent on the kiyum b'lev. You see, that's what the Rambam is saying. She'ein shom simcha gedola mufu'ara. The greatest simcha that a person should have is when he's able to be mesameach the lev hom lolam. So the Rambam saying that on Purim you have a mitzvah which can lead a person to the greatest heights. If he does it properly, if he's sameach, and the fact that he's mesameach lev hom lolam, so that's the greatest kiyum. So what the Rambam means with she'ein sham simcha, he doesn't mean because in order to mekayim the mitzvah of simcha on Purim. He means because the fact is, that should be a person's greatest simcha. And that great simcha is a kiyum of valachta bedrachav. So therefore, the matanos levyonim give a person an opportunity to engage in a simcha, which is not just stame simcha of mitzvah, but it's a simcha shel mitzvah, which is on the highest level that a human being can function on. See, that's what he means.
So we need to listen in the framework of Purim, it's in the framework of Kol
Torah Kula. The framework of Kol Torah Kula. He's talking about, because that's objective.
Not that your key in Purim is
better. Not because your key, that's right. Not because your key in Purim is going to be better, but because the fact is, always, this is the greatest simcha. That's what Ram means in general, universally. She'ein shom simcha gedola mufu'ara. The greatest simcha that a person has, should experience, is when he's sameach lev hom lolam. So apparently that's like the Rambam mentions in the end of in Hilchos Sukkah. So the Rambam mentions that in the end of Hilchos Sukkah, what does he mention over there? He says, Hasimcha sheyismach adam basiyas hamitzvah ubi avas okel shetzivo bohen avoda gedolahim. So that's the last halacha and lulav, right? That's what he means over here. That because that simcha, through this mitzvah, you can attain that tremendous level of being a sameach in one of the greatest mitzvahs. You see? So that's why you should choose this over that, because this is a greater vehicle. So a person should, mitzvahs are vehicles. So if a person has two mitzvahs in front of him, one of them is a greater vehicle, so that's the one he should choose. That's what the Rambam is saying, basically. See, he doesn't mean because this is the way to be mekayim, the yemei simcha, no. That's very good. Yeah, matan sevena was later, the second time. First time was not matan sevena. You're right. You see, what I would say like this, to define it more precisely, see, there's no kiyum belev of simcha in Purim. There's no halacha like that. No kiyum belev. It's called yom mishteh v'simcha. It means a yom where the activities reflect a yom of simcha. Do you understand? Where the mitzvahs, in other words, it's mishteh v'simcha, it means the day has to reflect the character of simcha. Okay? But that's why it's not a tati v'sasri to the oval. Because you understand what I mean? It's no tati, because the mitzvos themselves are not a tati v'sasri to zavelus. And the character of the day is simply something that emerges by itself, you see. But the character of the day is brought about through the mitzvahs. Okay? Like this. I said the character of the day is not a tati to sasri, because the character of the yom mishtav asimcha emerges like the Machaveh says, it's an asay the rabim. That emerges from the Rabbim. You understand what I mean? You see, in other words, like this, that the fact that everybody does these Maisa HaMitzvah of Mishta, of Achilas Bashan Siyas Yayin, that gives the character of the day in Klal Yisrael a character of Simcha. But the Yochid that does it as an Ovel, there's nothing intrinsically contradictory between what he's doing and between his avelos. And the fact that he happens to be one of a group that through that, the character of Mishtav Asimcha emerges, that's not a tata sasa to the avelos.
Because one's an individual framework.
Exactly. One's an individual framework and one is a framework of the rabbit. Because if a person will sit down and have just because a person is going to be ochel basar and shosu yayin, that's not going to give objectively a day of a yom mishtav asimcha. A yom mishtav asimcha is a kavua only when it's kavua for the rabbin, kavua for the tzibur. So in terms of the tzibur, there's a kiyum of yom mishtav asimcha. But insofar as the yachid is concerned, there is no halacha that a yachid has to be a Sameach V'Tov Lev. There's no halach of Sameach V'Tov Lev in Purim. See, the Ram doesn't mention. Ram says, Kol HaMoedos Yizuchayev, does not mention Purim, you have to be Sameach V'Tov Lev. There's no Kiyum B'Lev on Purim. The Yom, what?
Never says
an halachas. There's no halach to be Sameach V'Tov Lev. There's no Kiyum B'Lev. There's a Kiyum to do Maisei HaMitzvah, which give the character in Klal Yisrael which creates the character in Klal Yisrael of a Yom Mishtav Asimcha. That's true. Is it a Yom Mishtav Asimcha? Absolutely. It's Kavua and Klal Yisrael is a Yom Mishtav Asimcha. But there's no halacha of a Yochid that a Yochid has to be a Sameach. There's no halacha like that. The Yochid must be Sameach V'Tov Lev on Purim. There's no Kiyum B'Lev on Purim. So that's why it's not a Tati D'Sasri to the Avelos. See, the Yom Mishtav Asimcha emerges from the Nihug of Klal Yisrael. But it's not a halacha that the gavr, that an individual has to be on Yom HaPurim HaSameach V'Tov Lev. There's no halacha like that. So that's why, as a yachid, the fact that he has the Sudas Purim is not a tati d'sasri as a yachid to the Avelos. If there were a positive halacha maisa of simcha for the yochid, then it would be the same thing as Talmud Torah. It means that he's going into an area where he's going for pleasure and enjoyment. You see, that would be a tati d'sasri. But since there's no positive mitzvah like that on the yochid, so the fact that he's just doing this maisa of achilas basar and shi'as yayin, that's not a tati d'sasri to his Avelos. It's not a tati d'sasri. He's allowed to do it. By doing that, that's part of the Kviyas Hayom in general of Yom Mishtav Asimcha. Yeah, that's a mitzvah. There's nothing wrong with it. Yeah, I'll give you an example. Pirsum HaNais. Let's say, for instance, somebody can't come to shul and they read the Megillah themselves alone. So where's the Pirsum HaNais? Yotzei. What?
Everybody in
Klal Yisrael. So the Pirsum HaNeis takes place through the fact that everybody does it. So Pirsum HaNeis doesn't mean an act necessarily that you're a public act. It means death. That's how the piersums takes place, through everybody being mekayim this mitzvah. So that's the same thing over here, that from every yochid, yeah, what? Yeah, neris is different. Neris, you can't be yochid. Neris has got to be manifest. That's different. That's a, why? You can be covered megillah alone in your house, but you can't light your own candles in. Because candles, your candles is essentially a ma'aseh piersum. That's laharos legalos anes. But obvious, no, I look like that. But the yeah, it's a good question. Why? But at any rate, but the fact is over here that it is a yom mishta v'simcha in klal yisrael. But as a yochid, as an ovo, what he's doing is not a violation of kavod ames. You follow? Just because that emerges doesn't mean his act is a violation of kavod ames. Yeah, the question is, seems machlokes would be like this. Machlokes of Rosh and Rama. The question would be, do I say that it's a tacted asasri? See, in terms of, if I look at his individual mice, it's not a tacted asasri, what he's doing. Because he could always have basu yayin. So if I look at his mice as a yochid, so there is no stira. There is no stira, and it's not a lack in kavana mace. But if I look at it in terms of the fact that he's participating in a greater entity, which is an entity that emerges of Yom Mishta V'Simcha, so under that framework, it would be a lack of Kavod Ames. Yeah. You see, the question is, I think the Machlokes is like this. The Machlokes is, if I look at him as a yochid in terms of his personal, did he do anything personally as an individual to act in a way that lacks in kavod ames? The answer is no. As a gavra, as a yochid, he's an ovel. He is an ovel. An ovel is then a yochid. And as an ovel, as a yochid, he didn't do anything to violate the kavod ames. But the only thing is that by doing this, he's caught up as participating, and he's a participant in a greater picture from a halachic sphere. So that's what the Rush holds. So the Rush holds that it will be a tacted asasri, because he's engaging, it's true, on the level of his personal performance. If you view him individually, he didn't do anything against the mace, against kavod ames, you see. But the fact is that his doing this is a participation in a greater chalos, which emerges as a chalos yom mishta v'simcha. So therefore, he holds it's a tater asasri. So therefore, he holds that we're not knowing of Elis in that point. That's the crux of the machlokes. If you view him individually as an ovel, and the Rambam apparently holds that you view the ovel individually, as an individual, as a governor, an individual ovel. Individual ovel, so he didn't do anything wrong. It comes out that he did participate in the great air, but that has nothing to do with the fact that with his being an ovel. An ovel is an institution of a yachid. But the Rush holds no. Since he is participating in a greater framework, so it'll be a tie to the sasri. So therefore he holds that Niagavelis doesn't apply in Purim. That's the Machlokes. Definitely the Shem Ovel and Lifnei Hashem is tied to the Sasri. You can't be an Ovel and a Menuda and a Lifnei Hashem. It's not possible. Yeah, that's by the Kohen Gadol. That's why the Kohen Gadol is not an Ovel. Of course, he's Menamid Yishlo Yetze. It's always Lifnei Hashem. There's an interesting Chacham Tzvi. It's a Pischei Tshuva quotes a Chacham Tzvi over here. It says, Ayin B'tshuvas Chacham Tzvi Sim Kufsha Kosa. The Taima, who, what's the reason that also likros b'divrei Torah? He said, Neshe yochol lumo dvar morim shabim yo. V'ilchas avelis. V'lachem beregel she osu lumo dvarim ka'ela muta lumo kol dover. The ain't enough on leshev butt lines from. From his tshuva, you see that he says, what's the reason? Because you can learn Dvar Moroyim. So apparently holds that according to the Chacham Tzvi, it would be impossible to just make a blanket Issa Tamatara for an oval. Why? Because according to Rashi, it's very good. Because according to Rashi, the reason is because it's, you have to be Elharos covered meso. So that wouldn't be a violation if he's simply doing the aloha. Aloha is machayiv and talmud Torah. So it's not a demonstration of not being mara covered meso. You see, but over here, so if that's the case, then there wouldn't be any question from Purim altogether. Because over here, he has a chiyuv of, he's doing it because of mitzvah to do it. So it wouldn't be a breach in Laharas Kavod Meisa. It's not so simple Chacham Tzvi, but that's what he's learning. Chacham Tzvi's learning that Talmud Torah per se, if it's simply a chiyuv on mitzvah, is not a violation, even if it's mesameach lev. That's a chiddush. I mean, learn that way, but that's what he's saying. I'm just mentioning it. Okay, but anyways. Yeah, very interesting. Very interesting, yeah. So the Aruch HaShulchan, reading the Aruch HaShulchan, he brings down the Birkei Yosef and Shin Pei Dalid on Avelis, that the Birkei Yosef saw this gadol that was learning himself and in Hilchas Avelis, and he was machadesh things, and he wrote them down, and he said he held he was wrong. And he went and he told him, but he didn't respond. But the Aruch HaShulchan says that this gadol was right. Take a look at the Birkei Yosef and Shin Pei Dalid. So, and the Aruch HaShulchan is Shin Pei Dalid, Dalid and Hey. So he brings down, you know, his svara, that is good svara, good arguments that certainly, I mean, it's true. I mean, you can't say you should learn Sefer Iyuv and not have any ideas. I mean, so what kind of a learning is that? You see, what can I learn? See, I have another question. There's another question. If the whole thing is simcha by limud, so why does Ram say also likros batara? What kind of simcha is that? I mean, pikudi Hashem Yisham Asam Chalev is only if you think into them. If a person reads Bereishis Bara Elokim Hashemayim V'Haaretz as great as the pasuk is and contains Yisodos, I mean, but the fact is, just reading it doesn't give you any simcha. Only Iyun Machshava gives you simcha. So that's why I would say like this. That based on what we said yesterday, the Rashi and Sukkah, namely that the Isser is a violation, to violate the Chiyuv is Laharos Kavod Mesa. You're not allowed to violate the Chiyuv of Laharos Kavod Mesa. That's the whole halacha of Avelis. So therefore, it's a halacha of Laharos Kavod Mesa. So that's why it's Usser if he's Kore. If he's Kore. You see, if he's Kore, it's awesome. But if he's Hirur Pashtus is Mutter. Because Kriya is a demonstration. Because Kriya is a demonstration. See, Kriya is a demonstration. So if that's the case, Kriya is a demonstration. So since Kriya is a demonstration, so in Kriya only is there a violation. You see. As a matter of fact, the Rambam is a little, it's hard to tell from the Rambam whether the Rambam asked a Maisa Limud or Hirur. But the Lashon Rambam to me seems more like he's saying that it's a Maisa Limud. Lashanos, Likros, Lashanos. Isn't that his Lashon over there? Where's the Rambam? Right, Likros and Lishnos, Mishnah Gemara, but there's no Issa Laharab Gemara. What? Go ahead.
Avel
Perakei Tezayin.
Also, Likros Betorah Ben Vim of Exuvim, the Lishanos, the Mishnah, Medrash of Bahala.
Okay, Lishanos, Lishnos, yeah. So, Lishnos to me seems that it means where it's an activity. Not machshava. And I think that's what the Beis Yosef is adding when the Beis Yosef quotes the Rambam. Because the Beis Yosef says, Ovel Osir and Shin Pei Dalet, Ovel Osir Kol Shev Yomim, Ovel Kol Shev Yomim, Also, likros b'tora neviim uksuvim mishne gemara halachos vaganos. So he has one likros for all of them. And why? I mean, he should say v'lilmod. Also, likros b'tora neviim uksuvim v'lilmod mishne gemara of halachos vaganos. He says likros. You see? So the isser is only to do a maisa. Why? Because a maisa is a demonstration of hesach hadas from the avelos. And that's why even to go up to the Torah for an aliyah, what kind of simcha is a person gets an aliyah? I mean, what kind of simcha is that? The whole thing with the Beit HaTam and Shabbos, the whole story. But I mean, what kind of a simcha is that? I mean, does a person get happy he has an aliyah? I mean, so what kind of simcha is that? So why is that asr? But the answer is, because since Pikudei Hashem Yishar Mesamchei Lev, so the act of saying, reciting Pikudei Hashem, that's an act intrinsically against the Avelis. Because it's a Maisa of an entity whose essence is Mesamchei Lev. And that is a violation of not being Marek Vod Meso. You see, not being Marek Vod Meso. But if he's Yoshev Umaharer, Belibo, I mean, what kind of an Isser is that? I mean, there's no Isser. So if that's the case, then we can go back to what we were saying originally yesterday. Okay, namely, that really, even if on Purim, I think it worked out very well, because I think we did come, it forced us to go into the idea that on Purim there's no halach of Simcha Belev, which I think is correct anyways. But the Simcha Belev, even if there were a Simcha Belev, you see, there's no issa for the Avel to be besimcha. It's like the Aruch HaShulchan says. Let's say he earns a lot of money, he can't be saying some Meir. He feels happy. I mean, you see, if a person inherits a lot of money, becomes an Avel, so makes a Tov Meit to make Shachiyanu. So he's some Meir. Shachiyanu means he's some Meir for Tov Lev. Very happy about it. There's no issa to be happy. The Isser is to do something which is antithetical to being Mara Kvod, the Kavra Meis. So therefore, if that's the case, so that would answer Mendy's question. So I will go back to our original formulation. Namely, that Yom Tif, there is no stira between the Simcha Belev and between the Avelis. That's not the stira. Why? Because there's no halacha. Belev is no, there's no halacha. It's not a demonstration. It's not a demonstration. It's not a violation of Laharos Kavod Mesa. Mendy's question of Talmud Torah, Pekudei Hashem, Yishar Mesamchei Lev. Yeah, that's only because we do it b'maisa. B'maisa is a violation, you see. And that explains why even Kriya Satorah, even Kriya Batorah, which does not have any simcha at all, is just a Kori Batorah. So it's still awesome because it's not Kvod Meis, because these are the things that they essentially are Masam Chalev, so it's a lax and cover, you see. So, and also it would explain, so if that's the case, so then on Tisha B'Av basically, I would say that the halacha should be that on Tisha B'Av, I mean let me just think about it a second. You see, I'll tell you there's a difference between Tisha B'Av. See, the Achranim, they're being Madama Tisha B'Av, he's being Madama Tisha B'Av to Avelis. I'll tell you there's a difference. Why? Because on Tisha B'Av, there's a Kiyum Belev of Avelis. You see? There is Chayv L'Sabel Mamish. I mean, there's a lot of Kiyum Belev of Avelis. You see? So over there, if he's maharer, let's say a person on Tishba, spend the whole day Tishba being maharer b'divrei Torah. You see? So, I mean, you can't say that he's not in violation of the designation of Tishba, because the Yom is supposed to be a day of Avelis, of Merirus and Avelis. But in terms of the Yochid, in the terms of the Yochid HaMasabel, not the Avelis Chadasha, a personal Avelis. Over there's Ana Chayavlitz Dyer. And so Meyach V'Tov Lev is not a tie to the Sasri. It's not a tie to the Sasri at all. It's only Laharos Kvod Meso. Tishbav is a different, it's Kiyum Belev in Tishbav, see? There's no question about it. That's the essence of the day. I mean, a person going to spend the whole day Tishbav enjoying Chiddush HaTorah, he's missing the whole day. I mean, it's definitely belayv. Bacha Sifka Balayla. I mean, it's Alacha L'Sabel Alachorban. That has to be belayv. How could it not be? And that's the essence of Misabel on the Chorban, to feel better about the Chorban. So you can't do that if he's Osik in the enjoyment of he's also going to sugi in Megillah. I mean, he's not involved in the Kimbal Avelis on Tisha B'Av, you see. But by a personal thing, there's in a Chayav style. Is in a Chayav style. He could be smechut over.
Force him to feel a loss of a relative.
That's correct.
Force him to feel the loss of a korban. That's
correct.
That's the level he's supposed to be.
I would say that's a major difference between an Avelis Yeshana and Avelis Chadasha. That an Avelis Chadasha and over there, there is no chiyuv on the emotions. But in Avelis Yeshana, there's a chiyuv on the emotions. Because those emotions have to be aligned with reality. So that's what reality demands. You can't say there's a reality and it doesn't affect me emotionally. I mean, that's not possible. He's a human being. Somebody said that their child doesn't feel bad when they hear about the Holocaust. Why? Because they're a philosopher. It's not a philosopher. It's just an insensitive person. I mean, the emotions have to follow. I mean, a person can't dichotomize his mind from his emotions. That's ridiculous. But that's a separate question with the structure of Hilchos Avelis. That's a separate thing. There's no halacha that he has to feel bad. He doesn't feel bad. He has to make himself feel bad. It doesn't bother him. And that's it. It'd be millions of reasons why it doesn't bother him. There's no halacha. But with regard to Tisha B'Av, it has to bother him. If Churban HaBayis doesn't affect him emotionally, it's not that he's a great philosopher. He's insensitive to the idea of Churban HaBayis. I mean, that's for sure. That's definitely belief.
That's definitely.
What?
He seems to have the same
lashon
likras.
The Rambam.
Tisha B'Av.
He has same lashon.
Yeah.
Avos likras.
Yeah, Tisha B'Av.
That's interesting. That's what we said. We said, I think I went on Tisha B'Av, I mentioned that the Talmud Torah on Tisha B'Av is a different kind of an Esau. So I would agree with the Aruch HaShulchan that if he has a Chiddush in Iyuv, that's why it's relegated to, he's relegated to the areas of Avelis, you see. Why? Because if it's a Kiyum in the idea of Avelis, so then there's no Isra. Then it's not called Hesach Hadas. Beyon, yeah. So if he learns Dvorim or it's not, there's no Isra over there either of Simcha. There's no, of Simcha per se. Person thinks into the ideas of Tisha B'Av and he has enjoyment out of it. The human mind enjoys whatever it understands. So enjoyment is a natural result of the process of knowledge and unfolding of Chachma. So that you can't stop that. But it's not a tactic to sasra to Tisha B'Av if the idea is an idea that has to do with the Chorban. Okay, on the contrary, then it's a Kiyum. You see, then it's a Kiyum. Because over there, the Isra is Hesach Hadas from the Inyanei Hayom of Tisha B'Av. The Inyanei Hayom. It's a different kind of an Isra over there. But over here in Avelus, it's a manifestation that he's not, of not being Marek Vod Mesel, like Rashi says. So that's only if he's covered. But if he thinks of his Mahar B'Torah, why should be an Isra? Should make Mahar B'Torah in any area of Torah. You see. If he's low made B'Peh, so then he's okay. Why? Because over here, it's not a violation of being Mara covered and being Mara no covered. It's not a violation of the halacha laris covered meis. Because these are things which by nature, by definition, they are in Yonei Hames. So that's why it's not a violation. That's not, but the nature of the Isser is different. And Avei, listen, and that would answer, so we can go back to our original answer. That really Yom Tif is not a Tati to Sasri at all to Avelis. Even the Sameach V'Tov Lev. But the Tati to Sasri is the Shem Ovel of the Gavra and the Lifnei Hashem. Those are mutually exclusive. So that's why Yom Tif is Mevatel Avelis. But over here on Purim, there's no reason at all for the there's no reason at all to be Mavat Lavelis, because there's absolutely no tie to the Sasri. Because there's no tie to the Sasri. Okay. Yeah, now that's a good question. So we're gonna have to come back to our answer anyways. See, Mendy's question from Talmud Torah we could explain. But you are right that Mishta V'Simcha, the Maisa of Mishta V'Simcha, which the act of Mishta V'Simcha would definitely be a violation of Laharos Kavod HaMeis. If you don't like the Chacham Tzvi, Chacham Tzvi seems to learn anything as a mitzvah is really not is not a violation. If you don't learn like the Chacham Tzvi, the Chacham Tzvi seems to say if it's a mitzvah, there's no violation. But because that's why he says Talmud Torah, because he learned something else. The Pesach Tshuva brings that, and Reish Pei Dal, and Shin Pei Dal. So if you don't learn like the Chacham Tzvi, so you learn that even if it's a mitzvah, you still can't do it because of Tata Sasri to the Avelis. But you're right. The an act of Mishta V'Simcha would definitely be a violation of Laharos Kavod HaMeis. But there you'll have to answer like we said. That since the there is no specific act for a yachid on Purim of Mishta V'Simcha, there's Alocha V'Achilas Basar Shi'as Yayin, and both of those things are mutter for an oval. So why shouldn't he do the Suda? You see? So the only thing is, what you'll say is, because it has the character of Mishta V'Simcha, but that's what we said, the character of Mishta V'Simcha emerges from the Tzibur, the Kohar, since everybody is Ochel Veshosa, Basar V'Yayin on that day. So the character of the day emerges from the Tzibur, but not from the act of the Yachid. So as a Yachid is for the Yachid in the framework of the Yachid, he's just like any other day of Avelis. We could have as much Basar and as much Yayin as he wants. You say, he's a Sameach. He's not Mechid Mi Sameach B'Lev and Purim also. That's also true. But even if he would be, we still say it wouldn't be a Sfirah. But the machloikis, that's why the Rambam says it's fine. But what the Rush maintains is no, that since eating the Suda means participating in an entity of Mishta V'Simcha of Klal Yisrael, so there is a Tata D'Sasri as a participant, you see. So that's why the Rush holds the Tata D'Sasri, and he holds that like the Machaber says, the Yesh Misha Omer, that the Asay de Rabin of Divrei Kabbalah is Docha, the Asay of Yachid. And that's why there's no Avelis. That's why according to Rush is no Avelis. That's the Machlekes, the Rush and the Rambam. The Rambam holds the fact that he becomes a participant, that's an automatic phenomenon. All he's doing is the Maisa Mitzvah, Achilas Basar Shi'as Yayin. That automatically includes him in a group that has a Shem of an entity of Miyom Mishta V'Simcha, that's an automatic phenomenon. The Rush maintains, no, that would also be a tie to the Sasser. He can't participate in such a thing.
Okay.
What? There's no Issa for Novel to be Shikr. There's no Issa for Novel to be Shikr. That's what the Rav said. The Rav said that there's no halacha that you're in violation of by keeping Hilchos Yom Tov. The Avul could do it. There's no Avul could have bus or yayin. There's no halacha in Yom Tov that you can't wear sneakers. There's no Tati D'Sasri. There's no Tati D'Sasri. But the Tati D'Sasri is in the Shem Ovel of the Gavra. I can't say I remember the Rav saying that, but.
Oh, you're speaking about that.
Yeah. That's it. I remember. He's right. He's right. Yeah, the Rav said that Avelis is, you have to define the day as a Yom Avelis. And that'll be a tie to the Sasri, to a Yom Simcha. But what we're saying is, that the Shem Ovel is a tarte de sasri to the Lifnei Hashem. To Lifnei Hashem. It's a different answer. He's giving a different answer. The Rav is saying something. The Rav is saying that Avelis is not just Nihud, but Avelis, you need a Yom Shel Avelis. And it can't be a Yom Shel Avelis and Yom Tov, a Yom Shel Simcha also. But you could still say, if you say that, you still could say that in Purim it's a Machlekes. Why? Because I Purim is Yom Mishtav Simcha. But the answer is that since there's no halacha believed to be Sameach on Yom Tov, it's halacha for the Yachid has to have a Yom Simcha. It's not a Yom Simcha in Klal Yisrael only. It's a Yom Simcha for every Yachid. But in Purim, there's no halacha that he has to be Sameach for Tov Lev. There's no conditions of Yom there. So therefore, it's only a Yom Simcha insofar as the whole Tzibur is concerned. The Tzibur creates a piersum of a Yom Simcha, Mishtav Simcha, by the fact that they all eat Basar Yayin. But the Yachid, no. So you still would have the Machloikis, the Rambam, and the Rush would be in the same framework. Okay. I mean, that's another difference. What I was mentioning is true. There's another difference between Purim and between the Yom Tov. In Yom Tov, it's halacha that he has to be Sameach v'tov lev. But in Purim, the halacha is there's a creation of an entity of a Yom Mishtav Simcha. That's only through the whole call. See, belave, there's no problem because it's Laharos Kavod Meso, like Rashi says. I don't think you learn any other way than the way Rashi learns in Sukkah. There's no other way to learn. It's an open Gemara. The Gemara says, Avelis. The Gemara says, Tavasin also be Yom, and then Ovel is Chayav and Mitzvahs. I is Torid. The Gemara says, Torid and Mitzvah Tere Rishos. So pretty clear. So that's why the Simcha Belev is no Tata de Sasha to Avelis. Only a Maisa. Okay. But we're still maintaining that we don't find anywhere in Purim that Allah to be a Sameach of life. It's not Allah of Simcha Belev. I'm not saying it shouldn't be. A person should be very happy. Mitzvahs Purim. You're happy all mitzvahs. But is there a special halachic substance of Simcha Belev on Purim? That I don't say. Yeah, from the story what the Archa Shulchan Pasuk, the story of the Gadol, see the Gadol was writing. I see the Gadol was writing. But he wants him mate. He wants him, even, yeah, but he wants him mate that goes over of it.
That would
be it would seem writing would be like a maisa because the halacha is a birchas haTorah. Writing you have to make birchas haTorah and thinking not. Rimei Sefer was in that. No, you don't. So now we're going back to the Gemara. On Akareh Sim Gilu Mafreya Lo Yatsa. Menohan Emili Amar Rava Damakro Kichsavam Vechizmanam. Mazmanam La Mafreya Lo Afksavam La Mafreya Lo. So we said, what is the, so where's the pasuk? The pasuk is near the end of the Megillah, right? Yeah. It's in, Teschav Zion. Okay. Liasos misme eshnei yamele kichsovam vechizmano. Bechol dor vador. Bechol shana vashana. Okay. So kichsovam vechizmano. So the question is, what does kichsovam mean? What is kichsavim? It should be kizmano. So the answer is, you can't say kichsavim means as it is written. So yes, you want to say. Because then you don't need kizmano. Of course, that's one of the things, the zman. So the kichsavim is a problem. So kichsavim means kriyas ha-megillah. And that's how Rashi says. Shetehei ha-megillah ksuva ksav ashuris. That's how Rashi learns. So, kechsovam v'chizmanam means, so you see that it's telling you, the Megillah, you know, it's the two entities that comprise Purim. One is Kriyas HaMegillah, and the other thing is the Mishtav HaSimcha. So, two entities, two elements in the Yom HaPurim. So, that's why it says, kechsovam v'chizmanam. The Zmanam is the Yom HaPurim, the Yom Mishtav HaSimcha, and the Ksavam is the entity of Kriyas HaMegillah. Those are the elements of the Yom HaPurim. So Rashi says, what does it mean? So what does it have to mention Kichsavam for? So Kichsavam means, insofar as the Megillah is concerned, it must be written in Ksav Ashuris. Okay? And it follows through next pasuk. Next pasuk, very good. Vayomim ha'ilin nizkarim v'nasim. B'chol dor v'dor. Okay? Yeah, mishpacha, mishpacha. Rashi says mesas fin yachad, vochel mishos fin yachad. Bekach kiblu aleim shemei apurim leyavu. So you see, it's really the extended mishpacha. The extended mishpacha. That's why somebody asked me if you're allowed to have an ovel, toch shloshim. Is he allowed to have sudas purim with the extended family? Okay. Pashtus, yes. So you can't invite others because it would be a question of simchas mareas. But the extent of that's of the family itself, mishpacha, mishpacha. That's part of the, that's part of the mice of the Suda Sayon. No, he says, Mesas fin yachad vochlem. Veshos fin yachad, that's what Rashi says. Mishpacha, mishpacha. Mesas fin yachad, what? So it's docha. It would seem it's docha. That's right. Because that's the that's certainly docha the shloshim and simchas mareas. That's for sure. Okay.
If it's docha, why can't you invite more people?
What do you mean? Because you don't have to. You don't have to. It's not part of the mitzvah. You don't have to invite your friends.
If it's docha, that means it's gone. So if it's gone, so why can't you?
In other words, you can't just invite friends. If he's toch shloshim, you can't just invite friends because then that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not to have simchas mareas. The mitzvah is suda. But mishpacha, it seems, is part of the structure of suda. Okay. In other words, it's the two elements. Okay. So that's what the Gemara says, right? So the Gemara says, "Amar Rava, Damar Krok, Kisavam Mechazmana, Maz Manam LaMafreya Lo, Af Kisavam LaMafreya Lo." Okay, that's the Gemara, right? Okay. So what you want to say is the that's just good. They want to say that Kisavam Mechazmana means that the sequence of events in the Megillah are irreversible. Are irreversible. You see, I think you have to, and it's like the Ramban says. Ramban says that why do you have Yudalit and Tesvav? I mean, you never have Klal Yisrael split in two. I'm Ramban, right? So if I'm not mistaken, I'm not speaking right now, but I think his answer was because we have to do it the way they did. That's right. Am I right?
Yeah.
That was the answer, yeah. So the thing is like this. So that's why you have Yudalit and Tesvav, because that's the way it occurred. So the mitzvah is to be mekayim, to recreate. It's not a mitzvah. It's not like a kviyas hayom, or an ordinary kviyas hayom. It means it's a kviyas hayom, which is a recreation of the events. So it's not just stam kviyas hayom. That they could have made it, for instance, another time. Could have made it in Chav Dalad, but they decided to make it on Yudalad and Tesvav. No, because it's halacha to recreate the events the way it occurred. And since it was Yudalad and Tesvav, so the whole mitzvah is to recreate. So therefore, In Kriya as well, it's not just the mitzvah's Kriya. If it were just the mitzvah's Kriya, so then it wouldn't matter how, because you have to be korei a certain amount. So what do I care if you're missing something? So go back, you say. But in Kriya, it's also the recreation of the events. That's the halacha of Kriya. You recreate the events through Kriya, and you recreate the events through the asiya, through the asiya. So, in other words, there's a logical, in other words, the same logic which demands Yudalit and Tesvav, because it's a kiyum of recreating the yomim. So too in Kriya also, the mitzvah is to recreate the events, and events don't happen out of order. events are always locked up in a time frame. You can't have events out of events. Events have significance because of the time frame that they're locked up in. So therefore, the kriya is an enactment of the events, just like the kiyum hayomim is an enactment of the events.
Yeah.
Okay, so the kriya isn't just simply a kriya of a sum of a text. It's a kriya of recreation of the events. In the kriya, you're going through the events. That's the halacha. And events can't be l'mafreya. That's what Rashi means. Just like that's what Rashi says. Just like you can't have EF sheshei hey tesvav kolim le'ilei dalet. It's impossible because events are locked into a natural time order. You see? And the Kriyas and Megillah is the same exact nature. The mitzvah is the same way insofar as the Yomim and insofar as the Kriya is concerned. They both have the same character. Very good.
Okay.
Yeah. See, Rashi's just mentioning you can't have Tesvav before you Dalet. And we're reenacting the way it happened. Correct? Because that's the mitzvah, like the Ramban says, to reenact the way it happened. So you go from, so just like then, your Dalet came before Tesvav, and the events associated with your Dalet came before the events associated with Tesvav. So too, we have to recreate the same process. Okay? But in Kriya also it's a recreation. That's what the Gemara is saying. In Kriya it's a recreation. Yeah, the Rambam is saying the Skar and Asma is a different lima. Ma asiyah l'mafreya lo is not asiyah of the Shnei Yamin.
Right.
But asiyah is impossible in general. You can't do asiyah l'mafreya. Af sechir l'mafreya. That's what the Rambam is learning. Rambam is learning differently. He's learning, it's not, because otherwise Rashi would comment. Rashi doesn't comment. With Rashi, it's just a question of where the limud is from. Like Rashi?
Yeah.
Same limud, just different ekesh. But the Rambam learns a different limud. That ma'as seal and ma'freya lo, just like you can't do in this karm v'nasim is a separate limud. Yeah, I would say the Rambam is saying is like this. That the Rambam is a little differently. He's saying niskarim v'nasim ma asila mafreilo af zechiril mafreilo, which means to say like this: that when you kore the Megillah, it has a din of asiya. You see, it's not just kriya; it's like a din of asiya, like you're setting up the events. The kriya itself is a setting up, is an act of setting up events. So therefore, when you're in event four, you can't go back. Because you can never go back in time. You see? So in the, you follow? In other words, the Kriya itself has a loch of setting up events in time. When you Kore. So when you, so you're setting up this event zone. And now you're setting up another event zone. So now you can't go back because just like in reality, you can never go back in time. So you're setting up in the Kriya, you're setting up time zones and event, as you Kore. You're actually setting up, it's a loch of setting up a time zone, time entity. So it's a different kind of kriya. So it's a different kind of a kriya. It's not just a kriya of a text. It's actually a setting up of event zones and time. So therefore, just like so, once you're in the next time zone, it's too late to go back. You can't. That's what he's saying. Let's just get the Gemara's question. Okay, what's the last question?
So it says, "Mide kriya ksiva, afa aksiya ksiva, aksiya b'lios osim eshnei hayamim."
What's the last question?
It says, "Bios osim eshnei hayamim b'savuk hasmara." So it implies that it's in the aksiya itself is contained the savuk hasmara, but not in the kriya.
So, I mean, is the Gemara saying kichsavam is not the kriya? Why?
Yeah,
but it says Kichsav Mechazmana. And Rashi learns the way in the Megillah. What's that? Now, I don't think the Gemara is changing from Pshat. So that's what I say. Because Kichsava means Megillah, and Rashi says it means Megillah. I speak Savashuris. Kichsava means Megillah. That's the reference. But what? No, but it's talking about Kichsava means the mitzvah of, Megillah, and it's telling you that it must be written Kichsavam, but we're not talking about writing Megillahs and not using them. Megillahs, the whole purpose of Megillah is to use it. I mean, obviously it means Kriyas and Megillah. So, there's no mitzvah stam Ksivas and Megillah. So the answer is that the Gemara is not changing the Pshat. What the Gemara is saying is that that Pasuk is just telling you that the two elements that make the Yom are Kriyas and Megillah and the Yom Mishtav Asimcha. But you can't derive a further inference about Lamafreya from that pasuk. See, that's already, that's a further inference. You see? All the pasuk is telling you is that the basic elements of the Yom, what makes the day? So what makes the day is two things. Kriyas HaMegillah and Yom Mishtav HaSimcha. But you can't now go and say it's telling you also how you read the Megillah. Lamafreya is no good. Where do you get that? That you can't do. See, Rashi says that it should be Ksav Ashuris. That you can do because it's Kichsavam. But you can't go in and make a further inference. So the Gemara says, no, the next pasuk is the Limud. Because it says, Niskarim Venasim Iskish Zechira La'asiyah. Okay? Then you could say that that's qualifying the very Zechira itself. Now you can qualify the Zechira in specific. You see? But the Gemara is not taking out the pasuk from Midei Pshuto.
Why is the second one better again?
Because the second one's relating to the institution of Schira per se. It's saying the Schira should be like the Asiyah. So that's fine. The first one is just saying what the elements are that make up the day.
But the second one is
independent Lima.
It's
based on the first one. First one tells you that what the two elements are, Kriyas and Megillah and the Yom, Mishtav HaSimcha. And the second one tells you that in the Zechira of Megillah, there's an equation between that and Asiyah. So it's telling you how to do it. The second one is a reference to how you do Zechira. Zechira is a mitzvah. Mitzvah is Zohar. So it's telling you how do you do Schira? Just like you do Asiyah. So that's fine. So now you can bring in Lamafreya. But in the first pasuk, it's not a reference to how you do Schira. It's just telling you. So it's just telling you that these 2 days require these 2 elements. Now Mark asked me a question in Rambam and Rashi and the Seder. There's no difference, really. The only difference is with framework. According to Rashi, it's from the framework of the presentation. And according to Rambam, it's from the framework of the Kore. Saying just like you can't go and do something backwards, so you can't go and you can't go backwards. So you can't go backwards in time, so when you're a Kore, you can't go backwards in over here. It would be like going backwards in time. But it's the exact same idea. Just from which framework you view it. Okay, so the maskan is that the kichsavim v'chazmanam is the first pasuk is telling you what the elements are, and the second pasuk is going into a further detail in the kriya itself. That's basically it. And the semantics of the pasuk are very much in line with that. Yeah, I mean, you have to understand something, you know. There's pshuto shel mikra, and then there's limudim. Rashi's not going to go into a limud from the equation between his karma and asim. He's giving you pshuto shel mikra. There's a pshuto shel mikra. I mean, you can't confuse the two things. You have to understand that very clearly. That what?
That's another Rashi.
Yeah, I'm sure. But what I wanted to show was the first Rashi can't be against the Gemara. The Gemara couldn't have retracted, even though Ramban says many times it is the case. But Rashi's not. But you don't have to say it over here. There's no reason to say Rashi going against the Gemara. He's very much in line with the Gemara. If you learn the Gemara properly, that was my point. But that the first Rashi is saying it's Kriyas and Megillah. Okay, if you learn the Gemara properly, it sounds like the Gemara changes from that position. It's not true. Okay? Yeah, but Rashi, yeah, so Rashi brings down on this Karn Vanasim, that's good. The main idea, he says. The Kriyas and Megillah Vanasim, Mishtev, Simcha, Yom Tov, Lasseis, Manos, and Matanos. Okay, so it comes out that the day consists of two entities, that's for sure. Okay? Yeah, but Rashi's saying that the first pasuk is telling you, the first pasuk is also, they're both on the Gilbert. The first one has an additional feature that's telling you it must be Ksav Ashuras. Okay. But let's not go. The Rambam says, Hilchos Megillah v'Chanukah, Yesh b'cholon shtei mitzvos asei midivrei sofrim. Ve'enam minaminyan. Okay. And the Rambam says, what are they? Kriyas and Megillah b'smanam mitzvah asei midivrei sofrim. That's one. And Chanukah is also. Chanukah is also. Yep. By Ner Chanukah. Right. Vadlokos, Vadlokos, and Neros Bohen, Mitzvah Midivrei Sofrim, Kekriyas and Megillah. It's an interesting thing. But it seems to be against the Gemara. Against the Psukim, Nizkar and Vanasim, should be two mitzvahs. Because the two elements in the Yom, one is Kriya, and one is, like Rashi says, Mishtav Asimcha V'Yom Tov. That's true. The Ram does have that Lashon, but you're right, and Yedal. Mitzvahs Yom Yedal of Nek Farm Vayaros, the Yom Tesvav of Nek Krakim, Liyosam Yom Simcha O Mishtav. Mishloach manos l'reim u'matanos l'avyanim. Yep, it's true, he has it. But it's not all l'minyan. It's not all l'minyan to the mitzvahs that are not all l'minyan. Yet the Rambam's clear. Mitzvahs yom yudalu l'vnei kefarim v'ayaros. V'yom tesvov l'vnei krakim. Liyosan yom simcha umishta. It means mitzvahs yom dalvnei kfar vayaros umitzvahs yom tesvav. Just didn't repeat the word. Livnei krakim liyosan yom simcha umishta. Mishloach manas l'reim matanas l'vyon. Does say it. But it doesn't count. And I'm not saying every chiyuv mirabban has to be a separate minyan mitzvahs. Because halal, I mean, is a mitzvah mirabban. That's a separate question. But I'm saying over here, the pasuk says, "Ayamim mo'ela niskarim v'nasim." Niskarim v'nasim. So it would seem that there's two things. And like Rashi says, I mean, it's Pshuto Shel Mikron, it's the Gemara, it's the Gemara follows through. I see an equation between Asiyah and between Zechira. So you see there are definitely two entities here. That's a difficult thing. Why didn't the Ram count both entities? Yeah, I mean, that's very good. Reuven's observation is good. It says Hilchas Megillah v'Chanukah. Why doesn't it say Hilchas Purim v'Chanukah? Okay. Yeah, that's okay, but the only thing is that it just because it's a mitzvah on the tzibur shouldn't prevent us from numerating one of the mitzvahs.
It's not good.
Yeah, good. I was saying along the same lines. I think the pshat is like this. See, the Rambam learned different pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Amar Rava, Damar Kor Kechsovam v'chizmanam. Mazmanam l'mafreya lo, af Kechsovam l'mafreya lo. Right? So the Gemara says, Midei kriya ksiva hacha, asiya ksiva, Kechsiv lios osim eshnei ayam ma'ela, Kechsovam v'chizmanam. You see? So what is the Gemara saying? The Pashtus of the Lashon of Gemara is that we're not talking about kriya here. We're not talking about Kriya. Midei Kriya Ksiva? You know, does it say Kriya over here? So, according to the way we learned, yeah, it does say Kriya, but the Gemara's question is the details. You can't go, it's telling you the elements, you see, according to Rashi. According to the Rambam's learning Gemara differently. Plain shot in the Gemara. This pasuk is not a reference to Kriya at all. It's a reference to Asiya. So what does Kichsava mean? Kichsava means that the Asiya emerges from the Ksiva. Kichsavam v'chizmanam. That without having the base of Ksavam, of the Megillah, you could not have the Asiyas Hayom. The Asiyas Hayom emerges from the Ksavim, from the Megillah. That's the way to Ramazan and Gemara. And that would explain also why he calls it Hilchas Megillah v'Chanukah. Because the Megillah is the substratum from which everything emerges. So it's really one mitzvah. That's the Gemara. The Rambam only counts minyan mitzvahs, mitzvahs ha'omdim b'fnei atzma. But not the, a lot of things emerge. But a lot of chiyuvim. Many, one mitzvah with, you could have tens of chiyuvim. So the Rambam learns that that emerges from the Megillah. Okay, why that is means that the mishtavas, actually it's a good idea philosophically, that why that is means that the mishtavas simcha has to have a framework. You see, it has to have a reference point. A reference point, like the Ravis say, a mitzvah needs an address. There has to be a reference, a frame of reference. So the mishtavas simcha by itself would never be a mitzvah. You know, mishtavas simcha can't be. It's a mishtavas simcha emerges from the frame of reference of the entity of Torah, of Torah Shebichsav, of the entity of Megillah. You see?
That's why I'm a
holler. Yeah. But Mark Seder is bringing a very good raya from the Megillah, from the fact that Perek Sheni begins with a chorus of Megillah Mafrei LaYatzah, Kriyas Megillah, and in that Perek he brings in Halacha Yedalad. He doesn't make another Perek out of the Yom. That's a good raya. It's a very good raya. It fits in very nicely. Very nice. So apparently in Klal Yisrael, Mishtav Asimcha without a basis of Torah Shebichsav doesn't exist. That's why Hanukkah is not Mishtav Asimcha. Because there's no Torah Shebichsav.
You have simple, no Mishtav.
Excuse me?
You have no Mishtav.
I mean, I said Mishtav Asimcha. Right. That's right. Yeah. And Hanukkah, you can't have Mishtav Asimcha unless it has a frame of reference. And the frame of reference is Torah Shebichsav. That's correct also. That's right, the whole Mishnah of a Simcha is a recreation of the events. And that's why you have Shikras. So you have to have the frame of reference of the Torah Shebichsav, because without that, there's no concept. You can't have it, then it's completely, Chacham would never miss out on something like that. In mitzvahs in the Torah, we don't have any recreation of events. Everything is, we don't have any symbolic representation. The symbolic is, Derech Avodah Zarah. So, what? But symbolic we don't have. Except the one exception, which is the Sora LaZazel, because that is Avodah Zarah, it's Derech Avodah Zarah. That's the only time I have mitzvah duplicates Derech Avodah Zarah, to demonstrate that is the Derech that brings the person to Ivadon. So, yeah. Hakel really is, the mitzvah of Hakel is, it's true, the mitzvah is reenactment of Sinai, but that's every day is Sinai. Every day is Sinai. I mean, it's just the mitzvah is, when you sit and learn Torah, it's Sinai. The whole Seder of Limud. That's, Sinai is not a one-time thing. Sinai is b'chol yom. B'chol yom yubeh enechka chadashos. That means that that's why when a person learns b'yin, he's mechadish Torah, it's kilu nitnim Sinai. The mitzvah sakal is a special surah, but the surah of mitzvah is a surah of something that's a constant. Okay. It's not a reenactment of events at Sinai. You know, we don't go to a mountain and gather around the mountain. I mean, that would be Derech Avodah Zarah. No, it's Kabbalah Satorah. It's an institutionalized mitzvah of what goes on every day. I mean, yeah, that's something else. But over here, you're right. Over here, in the Mishtav Asimcha is a reenactment of the event of the Mishtav Asimcha. That's correct. Yeah, see, it's not a reenactment of events. It's really Pirsum Hanes. The Kiyum is Pirsum Hanes, you see. And that's why you can reenact the event because the reenactment is not the essence of the thing. The essence is pirsum on ace. I mean, that's mutter. As long as the framework is pirsum on ace, that's the essence of the asiyah. Then it's mutter to do it. I mean, you have like by Chanukah also, pirsum on ace, like galos lefarsim on ace. But the whole thing has to be structured. It has to be structured as an entity of pirsum on ace. That's why if a person really just reenacts the pseudo like a victory party, that's derech avodah zarah. I mean, it's the whole thing has to be an asiyas hayom, the mishtav asimcha, as an entity of pirsum on ace. That's why I would go so far as to say, I can't prove it, that when it comes to Mishtav Asimcha, you must have the framework of Torah Shebichtav, because that's what makes the Mishtav Asimcha an entity of Pirsum HaNeis, you see. Because Mishtav Asimcha is something that could be easily corrupted into just a party, you see, a psychological phenomenon. Psychological and instinctual gratification. So Mishtav Asimcha has to be, must be, and that would really support the Rambam, what the Rambam is saying, that is only one mitzvah, Megillah. Without Megillah, you could never have Mishtav Asimcha. It would be an impossibility. You see. So the Mishtav Asimcha must be, and its essence must be, Legalos Lefarsei Manes. And that's through the Mikra Megillah, through the basis of the Megillah. Without the Limud, without the Megillah, it would never function. It couldn't function that way. That's excellent. It's very good. The question is, they had a victory party. But a victory party is really not something that we do. You see? So why did they do it? So I think there's two reasons. One reason is because they had to demonstrate to the Sonei Yisrael v'nahafochu. And that was the way to do it. I think is the essential reason. That they had it, because that was the whole thing. To demonstrate, the nahafechu is the whole essence of the, and to demonstrate to the world that it was, that's completely the opposite. It's completely the opposite, like Ibn Ezra explains with the svarim and the thing. They'll talk about it Sunday more. Those ideas are extreme. That's why they had to do it, you see. And also be, possibly because of Achashverosh as well. I mean, because he was the one that showed the kindness to Klal Yisrael, and you have to show that he appreciated what he did. But essentially, I think it's the essential reason is that, the political considerations also. It's very hard to, I would assume that that would be, the way Achashverosh views it also, extremely important, is the Melech. But the essence of the thing is to demonstrate victory. There was a victory here. And that's the way, that's a victory celebration. So it's true, that's why I cut the Avdei Achashverosh on that. Because we don't celebrate like that. But we had to do it. Because we're among the Umos. And we have to. That's Hatzolah. That's a Revach Hatzolah. You have to function in their terms, in their language. That's their language. And that's why, in this very Mishtav Asimcha, you see, they understood the political reality. They understood the statement has to be made clear that the victory is ours, the reverse of what everybody thought, and that statement must be clear to everybody, and that's why they had to do it. That's why they had to do it. Yeah, that's even further. You're right. That to have it separate will be an impossibility, because it's really, you have to read the Megillah and see that was a victory party that was done then for that reason. See, for that reason. Otherwise, the whole framework would be missing. Okay, that's very good. Yeah, I was skipping to the next Gemara, but in the meantime, we can't pass by this. Soria das. Damar Abalaza, Maidachsiv Miyamal, I'm sorry. Maidachsiv Miyamal Grosar Hashem, Ashmiyaki Kolti Lasso, Lamino Elamal Grosar Hashem, Lamishi Yachalash Miyak Kolti Lasso. Who is that? Nobody. That's a Rashi's. The Ain Misha Yachalasapar Skula. So then the Gemara says that Amar Rabba Rachan Amar Biechanan, I'm a Saper Beshvacha Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu Yoser Midai is Nekam and Ola. I mean, that's a typical thing. The person thinks that his instinctual emotions, religious emotions are carrying him in a way that he's certain he's doing something right. And he feels very comfortable. He's, what could be better than being the Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu? But unfortunately, it's Nekam and Olam. It's Nekam and Olam. It's Nekam and Olam. Yeah, so the question is, what is Yoser Midai? What's the shear of Yoser Midai? How much? Why is Yoser Midai? That's very good. Much very good. When is the Yoser Midai? Yoser Midai is the moment he thinks that there's something to his praise. Then it's Yoser Midai. That's it. As long as he recognizes that this is only in his mind, according to the intelligence that was granted to him, and that framework, and it's nothing in reality, then it's not Yoser Midai. But a person that has that mind, that mindset, that has that in his mind, can't go too far. Can't go too far, because he knows that in substance, there's nothing here. That's why it's structured with a matir, to that the person should realize that. The matir is to make him realize that concept. That in reality, like the Ramban says, everything we say is tohu and shtus v'hevel, nothing. So, but as an Adam, he has a right, as a Yotzur, he has a right to appreciate insofar as his abilities are. He has a right to be Nene from Chachmas Hashem and have that appreciation and give expression to it. But if, as long as he recognizes that in reality it's nothing, you can't go too far. Can't go too far. He's going to get stopped because he's realized, and that's it. That's Yoser Midai is more than that. There's a quantitative element, but Chazal, in their way of Chachma, of formulating a memory, they just into it. Mevin Yavin. That's Yoser Midai. Nekam in Olam means because he's not in reality. So he's Nekam in Olam. The person that exists in the world, it means he exists the way God ordained that he should exist. The way he's supposed to exist. But this man, this individual, is removed from reality. So he's not coming along. That's right. Yeah, that's right. That's what I said. The style of the Paitanim was they put the initials of their name. So why do that? It's Gaiva. But the answer is no, it's just the opposite. They were saying this is only a human praise and essentially it's worthless. What is Mara saying? Mara says, Kara Pelayotza, how do you know? Because it says, Ksov Zosi Karam Basefer. Malahalan Basefer, Afkan Basefer. Okay, so, I mean, maybe it means you have to have a Sefer. So you have a Sefer Megillah. Now, where do you see you have to be Kore from the Megillah? Yeah, so the answer is because if the Sefer plays no role, Siksov zo zikoron basefer. So it means that the sefer has to play a role in the phenomenon of zikoron. So it's not just a halacha, you have to write a Megillah. And then you read the whole Megillah Baal Peh. But the Megillah, we have the Megillah in Kisvei Kodesh. Megillah in Kisvei, that's no good. Why? Because Asya Schira is Schira. It says Niskorim, and it says Ksov Zikorom Basefer. So what does Zikorom Basefer mean? It means that the Sefer plays a role in the Zikorom. Okay? So now Zechira means that it's true, you have the Megillah, it's Kisvei Kodesh. But the Zechira has to be related. The Megillah has to play a role in the Maisa Zechira. Okay? So the Gemara asks a question. Maybe it's Ian Balma. So that's your question. Ian Balma, what does it do with the Sefer? So it's Machshava. It's Machshava. He's thinking. Like the Gemara says, because the Gemara says later, Kara Tirgum Layotza. Echidam Alem, Techsiva Mikra of a Kara Tirgum, Hanal Peh. So I mean, so, uh, So he's looking in the Sefer and he's thinking. So he's thinking, I mean, so what does it do with the Sefer? The Sefer is just a stimulus. It's just a stimulus. You know what I mean? The Sefer causes him to think. He looks at it. He thinks of things. I mean, so, but why is that really, how is it tied to the Sefer in an essential way? See, apparently, it's a different kind of eon. When you have a Sefer and you're ma'ayin in the Sefer, and when you just ma'ayin stop, a person just thinking about things. It's an interesting thing. You see Chazal Holloway. That's a different kind of eon. And really, it's a pasuk in Daniel. Ubinosi besfarim. Ubinosi besfarim. And Rishonim is the expression. Like the Ramban, he says he had a problem. He says, Ubinosi besfarim. He starts searching his farm. Pasuk is in Daniel Tess, pasuk Beis. Bishnas achas lemolcho ani Daniel binosi basfarim. Mispar Hashonim, Mashahoya Dvar Hashem, El Yirmiyahu Anavi, Lamalos Lachorvos Yerushalayim Shivim Shana. So, the Mepharshim explain why, because he made a mistake in the Cheshbon of the Shivim Shana. Because the Shivim Shana, they were not supposed to go back, or try to go back. And we had the false Nevi'im that gave Klal Yisrael assurance. No, we have to go back there. It's Yisrael, we're going to go back. And it's in Yirmiyahu Chavtes over there. The whole thing that the Navi said, Yirmiyahu said, that God said, don't let these false Nevi'im fool you. They're dreamers. They're chalamos. And anyone that goes back is going to be destroyed. And it's beautiful. So Daniel had a problem because of to figure out the Shivim Shana. Because Shivim Shana, they weren't supposed to go back. Come out Hashem, and Yirmiyahu Chavtes. Come out Hashem, Tzvakos Elokeisro, L'chol HaGola, Asher Gleisi, Mirushalayim, Bavela. Benu Votim Veshevo. Benitu Ganos, Ve'ichlu Espirion. Build houses and gardens and plant and grow food. K'hu Noshim V'olidu Banim Uvanos. K'hu Livnechem Noshim Ves Benosechem Tnu La'anoshim. They say, Ladna Banim Uvanos. U'revusham. Multiply there. Ba'al tamatu, don't diminish. The dirshu es shlomo ir, asher iglesi eschem shama. And you should search for the shalom of the city that I sent you to, that you're in the Gola. V'ispalalu va'ado el Hashem. Why ki v'shlomo yiyeh lechem shalom.
Machshavos shalom, v'lo l'ra, v'losos l'chem achris v'sikva. You have to mekabel this kolos. V'krosim osi v'alachtem v'spalaltem eloi v'shamati aleichem. V'likashtem osi umetzosem ki sidrishuni b'chol levavchem. V'nemseisi l'chem numar Hashem, v'shavti yishvuschem, v'kibatzti yishchem mikol agoyim mikol makom asher yidachti yishchem shom numar Hashem, v'ashvosu yishchem ala makom asher gleisi yishchem misham. Okay. And then he says, anyone who says otherwise, will be, he says, Kama Hashem, Alamach Yoshev, Yoshev, Kisidav, Kola Oma Yoshev, Bu'ir Azos. Achechem Asher lo Yotzu itchem Bagola. The ones that wouldn't go out into the Golas. Kama Hashem Svagos, Hini Meshlech Bomes Achera, Vesaro, Vesadover. Then Asati Asam Katinim Ashorim, Asher lo Seachalna Meroa. Radafti Achareim Bacherov, Barov, Vadover. And Asatim Lazavo, Lachom Amachos Horats. La'olo, la'shama, la'shreiko, la'cherpo, b'chol ha'goyim asher yidachtim sham. Tachas asher la'shamu al dvorin amar Hashem. Asher shalachti aleihem es avodai hanaviyim, hashkim v'shloch v'lo shmatan amar Hashem. V'atem shimu dvar Hashem kol ha'gol asher shilachti mirishlayim b'vela. So he mentions, he says, Kom Hashem svagoyis, el achov ben koloyo v'el tzidkiyo ben maaseyo hanibim lachem b'shmi shokar hen ninosim asom b'yadim v'chad netzim al-chbobo v'hikom le'inechem. And so the Lukach Mehem Klola, the whole Golas Yehuda, Asher B'Bava Lemo, Yisumcha Hashem Kitzitkiyo Che'echov, Asher Kolam Melech Bava Ba'esh. So the Gzera, they had to accept the Gzera of the Golas and build in the land and multiply in the land and be Mavakesh to Shalom HaMedina and Mispalo Hashem for the Shalom HaMedina, because if it's Shalom for them, they'll thrive. But if they try to violate the Shiv Mishana and go back, they're going to be destroyed. So Daniel had to figure out when the Shiv Mishana was. So he had a mistake. He first thought it was from the Golas of Yoyakim. And then he recalculated that it was from Golas Yoyakim. So Vinosi Besvarim, that's what he says. That he looked into the Svarim that had the Dvar Hashem to try to figure out the correct Cheshman. So it took great Chachma to understand, you know, the Cheshman. The Cheshman was based on Chachmas Hashem. Why had it be that way? One way and another way. So that's what I said, Vinosi Besvarim. Vinosi Besvarim. So you see that there's a concept of Bina that's attached to Sefer. Interesting thing. It's a different Bina. It means that when the person has before themselves the Sefer, which has all the Chachma in it, and he's Ma'ayin, it's a different kind of an Eon. Different kind of an Eon. That's the Gemara. Different kind of an Eon. Okay? That's what the Gemara says. Dilma Iyuni Ba'alma. Maybe it just means to be ma'ayin mitocha sefer. So that would also bring the sefer into play, but in a different way, in a method of iyun. So that's what the Gemara says. No, lo salka daitach. Why? Because it says, zocho yocho bulev, kishu oma lo sishka acharei shichas alev oma. Hamani mekayim zochor is bepeh. Okay. So once it's bepeh, so then what? Then it has to be Then it has to be Kriya. Okay? But just one more point. Okay? Kara Tirgum, go ahead. Lo Yotza. Okay, so the Gemara says that if it's Ksiva Mikra, and it's Kara Tirgum, so it's Alpeh. Why doesn't Gemara say no? I'm still using the Sefer. I'm looking at the Sefer. I see the word, and I'm Metargim it. Okay, so the Sefer is playing a role. Just like by Eon. I'm looking at the Sefer, and I'm studying the Sefer, and the Sefer is playing a role because to say Lome Binosi but Basfarm is a different kind of is a separate kind of Bino. Binosi Basfarm. So why don't I say the same thing? He's looking at the Sefer and he's translating it, so the Sefer is playing a role. All it says is Zikaron from the Sefer. So it's a perfect Zikaron from the Sefer. I look at the Sefer, I see each word, and then I translate it. So isn't that Zikaron from the Sefer? He's saying it. Very good. Very good. Very good. The answer is, yeah. The answer is that a sefer only has two. There are only two possible functions in a sefer. See, one function in a sefer is thought, thinking, iyun. Okay, that's one function. The only other function with regard to a sefer is to actualize the words of the Sefer itself, the text. You see, actualization of the text through Kriya. Okay? There's nothing else. So if he's going to look at the Sefer and he's going to interpret, so then he's doing neither. He's doing neither, you see. Because he's not using the Sefer as Iyun, and he's not actualizing the Sefer as a text. No, because he's not, see, there's only, in other words, a Sefer has only two possible uses. Either study the Sefer, Binosi Besvarim, that's one, or else
there's a text in the Sefer, and you kore, you actualize the text. You see, so then you're related to this. You can either be related to the Sefer through thinking, ideas in the Sefer, or you can be related to the Sefer, because the Sefer is a makar of chachma, so you can relate to it in terms of iyun, or you can relate to it simply practically. There's a text, and you're actualizing the text. You see? But if you look at a text and you translate, you're unrelated to the Sefer completely. You see? Yeah, then the Sefer, then it's just a stimulus. Then it's just functioning as a stimulus. You follow what I'm saying? As a stimulus, that's no good. You see? It has to be an intrinsic function with regard to the Sefer. Intrinsic is two ways. Either thinking, because it's a Sefer of Chachma, so binosi bisvarim, that's one method where you're using the Sefer intrinsically. And the other method is simply actualization of the text of the Sefer. But if you're not going to use the text, you're using a translation of the text, then the Sefer is just a stimulus. It's not playing an intrinsic role in your activity. So that's why it's not good. See, the Sefer has to be an intrinsic phenomenon. See, a Sefer could be used as a stimulus. You can do a lot of things with a Sefer. It'd be a source for the takeoff on different points, whatever. I mean, but that's not an intrinsic use of the Sefer. That's a side use of the Sefer. Do you understand what I mean? So if you, to use a Sefer essentially, there are only two methods. Either you refer to the ideas, you relate to the ideas of the Sefer. That's Iyun. Or else you simply transform the text into a verbal representation. Okay? So that's intrinsic. Kriya is intrinsic. But if you're not doing that, you're looking at that Sefer and now you're thinking of another word, that's the Sefer is serving a stimulus for the text that you're using. But it's not essentially related to the text that's in front of you. It's not an essential abstraction of the Sefer. You know what I mean? That's the answer. It has to be essential. But Bino is an essential role. Yeah, the reason why I chose that pasuk is because the whole Megillah, Gemara Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, the whole Megillah emerges from that pasuk. So Zosikam BaSefer. That was the right that they had to create the Megillah from the lima of that pasuk. In other words, just to repeat, I mean, if they wouldn't have had a Mishta, it would be like they'd lose the victory. It's like you have the victory, you don't announce it. So they had to have a Mishta. Mishta is Shikras. So that's why they had to have it. And we reenact exactly the Nes. That's Pirsa Manes. Lefarsa Manes is to reenact exactly. Okay. Now, the Gemara, the reason why the Gemara says the Kara Tirgum is because the semantically, Kara Tirgum could mean two things. It could mean Kara Tirgum. He read it in Tirgum. In other words, he was Metargame. Or Kara Tirgum means it was written in Tirgum. So the Gemara shows you that, is explaining to you that the language, the linguistics, Kara Tirgum doesn't mean it was written in Hebrew and he read it Tirgum. That's what he wants to say. Now the Gemara is saying that Lozos Laz means, Laz Yevoni means the Laz, the Laz HaMeshubachas. The best laws, which is laws Yevani. The Gemara Chazal says, because Yevanis is Lashon Tzach. It's Lashon Tzach. We're in V'chochmas Yevanis. It's Gemara Bava Kama, that's Pei Gimel Amad Aleph. Pei Bezim Bez. V'chochmas Yevanis mi Asira. Is it us to learn Chochmas Yevanis? Amar V'atanya, Amar Rebbe. Rebbe said, Be'eretz Yisrael, Lashon Sursi Lama. That you shouldn't speak in Lashon Sursi. He says, O Lashon HaKodesh, O Lashon Yevanis. See, in Eretz Yisrael, you should either speak in Lashon HaKodesh, or else you should speak in Greek. So Rashi says, U Lashon Tzach, V'Sursi Lashon Nilagu. So that's why, Rabbi Donasi held that, in Eretz Yisrael, it's not proper to speak in a language that's
That's not a good language. So either Lashon HaKodesh or else Greek. It's a good question. Why should it be that way? Anyway, what he held was, apparently it's a place is defined by its language. So you shouldn't cast a bad reflection on Eretz Yisrael. So therefore it should be, you should speak there in a language that gives the makom cover. Because people judge a place by the language. Language is a big thing. So that's why, that's what the Gemara is saying over here. I'll just say, well, Chachmas Yavanis does not mean astronomy, mathematics. That's not Chachmas Yavanis. Chachmas Yavanis is really literature. It's the Chachma of the, that's what Gemara says. Gemara talks about Chachmas Yavanis. It's mutter. It's not mutter. You shouldn't learn Chachmas Yavanis. You should learn Chachmas, the whole thing. Because the Chachma, what? Yeah. It means literature. The Chachma of literature. Because that we really essentially don't hold from it. But it is a Chachma. And it is a Chachma, but not a Chachma that Yadis really holds from. But there is a Chachma in the linguistics. So the Gemara says that's something a person can learn, but the Gemara says he shouldn't be kaveh himself for it. A lot of Gemara. But that's a Chachma. I just want to say the Chachma Sivanis does not mean geometry, mathematics, science. That's not what it means. That is a chiyuv to learn. That's a person has to know. That's to see Ma'aseh Hashem. You have to know Chachma, all Chachma. So you have to know, science. Scientific knowledge is a key in Chachmas Hashem, Yedias Hashem. So it doesn't mean that. I'm just telling you. The Gemara wants to make clear of you. Hey, he dummy. He let me see Vashuris for Carly of one assign all pair. Amar Racham Rolaz, a Shaksub Lazma. Why is Gemara have to say this again? Because Gemara wants to show you that you see from here that Greek has Greek has the Chalei Shem Megillah. The Chalei Shem Megillah, the Sefer, Chalei Shem Sefer, even though it's not in Hebrew, it's written in Greek, it has the Shem Sefer of Megillah. Creates the Shem Sefer of Megillah. That's what the Gemara says. Don't think that it's written in Lashon HaKodesh, because then it would be Baal Peh. So you see from the Mishnah clearly that a tremendous chiddush that it's written in Greek and it has a shem, a Chalei Shem Megillah. Interesting. A Chalei Shem Megillah. I've done Kisvei Kodesh though. Yeah, we'll see. Done Kisvei Kodesh. Yeah. Rashi's learning that the Pshuto Shel Mikra is really that he called him as Beach, a name that signified that Kodesh Baruch Hu was with him. So Al Shem Kela Lake Yisrael. That's a Rashi runs. That's Pshuto Shel Mikra. But when this whole Chazal over here, according to Rashi, even though the Gemara seems to say this is the Pshat, and the Gemara says an Araya like this, Rashi hasn't learned that that's the plain Pshat. I mean, here you see clearly. And if you just learn the Gemara says that's the Pshat in the Pasuk. No, that's not the Pshat in the Pasuk. But the Gemara is just saying the Ilu. You see, the Gemara says the Isalka Daitachon is Be'ech Karle Yaakov Kale, and that's exactly what Rashi says. He says, Vayikra lo Yaakov miboyale. Elo Vayikra lo li Yaakov El. You see? Omikaro El Elike Yisrael. So the thing is, Rashi's learning that even though the Gemara brings a Raya, there's a Raya b'derech remez. Not a real Raya.
The grammar's off.
Yeah, the grammar's off. It should have said Yaakov. So that's a remez to the other idea. Both ideas are true. But the Pshuto Shel Mikra, what really happened was really that he called him Mizbeach, Al Shem Kel Elike Yisrael. You see? That's a Rashi line, clearly. Okay, and that's what Rashi says with Divrei Torah. He says, Rabbi Sina Doshu, V'divrei Torah Kepata Shifotzei Tzolom, Eschalkim L'kama Tomim. That there you could derive another idea. You see? So what's the idea? Avram Avinu gave the same message that the Nevi'im gave years later. Not the Kabbanis. The Kabbanis is not important. Tefillah is important. Yeah. That's why he didn't bring Karbanos on his back. Avraham Avinu. Yep. Okay. But over here, and Yaakov also. Vayikralo, Kelly is, so yeah. So, yeah. So at any rate, but according to the Chazal, according to the Medrash, it means, what does it mean? I mean, Karo, Ale, what does that mean? So you might think that Megillah is Kechsavam. Why? Because it has to be exactly as it was then. And then it was Kechsavam. Dafka Kechsavam. I mean, that's a keem in the, that's a keem in the nace. That the keem in the nace is that they wrote them Kechsavam v'cholshonam. In other words, in the first decree, it wasn't sent to the Jews. Vayikosev kechol ha-shetziva homan, that's the first one. Gimel Yud Beis. Elachash dapnei emel ha-pachos, Hashem dinam dinu v'al-sori am v'om, medinam dinu kechsava v'am v'om kilshono. That's it. But when they revised it, vayikor in the final one, that was in Perek Ches, Pasuk Tes. So that was the event. So that's what the Gemara is saying, that you would have a Havamina, that Megillah must be Dafka Ashuris. Because that was part of the innace. And that was a characteristic that they sent in the nace. It was sent kichsavam v'cholshonam. So the Megillah has to be written kichsavam to reflect the idea that it was, to reflect the idea of the sending of the second, that was v'nahafachu, the second decree, which was kichsavam v'cholshonam. So that's what the Gemara says. You might have a half minute to think that my Megillah won't work. Not because didn't kiss for Kodesh would be fine. But here, it's a separate instrument. That's like the Brisker Rav says that Megillah is a chefetz shel mitzvah. It's a sefer as a chefetz shel mitzvah. Not simply kiss for Kodesh, as it comes under two categories. It's a very nice piece of it. That the Megillah comes under two categories. It's a shem Megillah, which is a sefer through which the kind of mitzvahs kriyas Megillah, and it's also kisvei kodesh. So in terms of the framework of kisvei kodesh, that wouldn't be any problem. That could be Yavanis, because kisvei kodesh is Yavanis. But in terms of the framework of the Shem Megillah, kichsovam, it has to manifest kichsovam v'cholshonam. That's what the Gemara's Havmina was. So the Gemara says that, that's what the Chiddush is. That you don't have to, that you, does, the Megillah doesn't have to be that way. See, and that's not just a Havamina, it's a Halacha L'maskana. See, Taishas, Daf Tesamid Aleph, Dibra Masl, Kamba Megillah, Kamba Shor Svarim. But I'm just jumping down in the Taishas. He says, Val Kochach, so he proves it, but you gotta go through the proofs. Val Kochach, so Chlomo Shazam, Ataratz, Ain Sover, the Rab Shimon Ben Gamliel, Koi Kavase, the Rav Shmuel, will come on. Ela sover lay the Rav Shimon Gamliel lo hitte be Megillah el Ashuris, or mishum dechsiv bu kichsavam vecholshonam. See, Rav Shmuel come and sviru lo kishnei the Rav Ashi de besamach. So the place says, you see that it's not just a Havamina Gemara, it's a maskana that would be if the Megillah would be written in Yevonis, it would be fine for kisvei kodesh according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. But it would be not good as a chefetz shel sefer mitzvah l'kayim bar mitzvahs kriyas ha-megillah, because it has to manifest the idea that the decree was sent kichsavam v'cholshonam. Yes, kisvei kodesh would be fine, but you couldn't use it as a chefetz shel kiyam a mitzvah of kriyas ha-megillah. That's the Brisker Rav piece there, beautiful piece there. But the Rambam, but that was the Rambam Shita. The Rambam Shita was that the Yevonis is different. Why is Yevonis different? Not intrinsically it's different. Apparently it's not from Yaftalukam Liefes. Yaftalukam Liefes would mean it has an intrinsic value. But the Rambam says no, because it had to be a nice Lashon. If it's not Lashon Meshubach, it wouldn't qualify for that reason. But it is a Lashon Meshubach, but the reason why it is good is because all of Klal Yisrael knew that Lashon. So the Rambam held was Muvan Etzlam. That's how the Gemara says that what's the reason? My time are Loitir Mishum Maisa the Talmai Hamalach. So that's the reason. That's the reason. That's right. That's what the Rambam holds. Rambam holds that since it was it became the universal language of Klal Yisrael. So therefore, if it's the universal language of Klal Yisrael, so then you could write a Sefer Torah in that language. That's the Rambam holds. That's why the Rav said that years ago, not too long ago, 50, 60 years ago, Yiddish was Lushan. The universal language of the Jew was Yiddish. So he said, according to the Rambam, you'd be able to write a Sefer Torah in Yiddish and have it in Kiddush Sefer Torah. Apparently, the Rambam as Chashav Beinayim doesn't mean that it's objectively different. It's because it's Chashav Beinayim. I mean, it would seem the Rambam saying is that why it's an interesting thing. What he's saying is that why is Sefer Torah B'Lashon HaKadosh? Not because of any intrinsic reason, but it's because it's the Lashon of Klal Yisrael, and it's the Lashon of Klal Yisrael, and it's a Lashon Chashuv. That's why Sefer Torah is kosher and Lashon HaKadosh. So therefore, any Lashon that has those qualifications is also kosher.
What
means Lashon Chashuv? What Lashon Chashuv means has special importance to them. Well, apparently, that's what the Rambam is saying. That's why Lashon HaKadosh is good. That's why Lashon HaKodesh is good, not because of any intrinsic quality in Lashon HaKodesh. Yeah, he says. That's what he says. He says there are no words in Lashon HaKodesh that are, it's tar, Lashon tar. You know, yeah. That's what he says. Yeah, the Rambam says. And Amar Nevochim, he says. That's the special status. That gives it chashivas. That's why it's Lashon Chashuv. It's intrinsically Lashon Chashuv. And it's intrinsically Lashon of Klal Yisrael. Let's say Klal Yisrael doesn't know Lashon HaKadosh. Sefer Torah has become puzzle. But the Rambam's learned that what is the reason why it is kosher? Is because it's intrinsically the Lashon of Klal Yisrael, and it's a Lashon Chashuv. So the Rambam's saying that if you'd have another instance where you'd have a Lashon that's the Lashon of Klal Yisrael and it's Lashon Chashuv, it would qualify for Sefer Torah. That's what the Rambam's saying. Because otherwise, how could he say this? What do you mean? This is Lashon HaKadosh. I mean, what is Ram talking about? Ram saying it's a nice idea, philosophical idea, but how could it be in Allah? But that's what the Ram holds. That the reason why Sefer Torah is kosher in Lashon HaKadosh is not an intrinsic phenomenon. It's because it's the Lashon of Klal Yisrael and it's the Lashon Chashuv. But that's intrinsically. That's intrinsically. So therefore, if you have another Lashon like Yevonis that has those two qualifications, the Sefer Torah will also be kosher. Yeah. You're right. Where's the Ram? Ram Aleph Yates Nachas Tefillin. He says that since it was lost, so that's why we only write Ashuras. That's right. And if there's something intrinsic about Lashon HaKadosh, he wouldn't say, therefore, you only write Ashuras. I mean, how can you compare these two things? Can't compare. What do you mean? You write Ashuras because that's the way it's supposed to be, intrinsically. So you see, the Rambam didn't hold it intrinsically. Yeah, that's right. Moshe Nachman. Where's that? The Lashon. Which Rambam? Aleph Yates, where he says he tiru and Lashon and the Gemara's Lashon. He tiru. Why does he say tiru? So apparently you can't do it without Ara. You have to have Ara on it.
Right. You don't need Ara to knock it out.
You don't need Ara to undo it if it's nishtabesh. So the whole Ara is based on a certain reality. Reality doesn't exist, so the Ara doesn't exist. Yeah, the Rambam, it's interesting. The Gemara says that Ikara Tirgum is the Gemara says is that is that you can't read Lamafreya. You can't read the Megillah Mafreya. Okay, so the Gemara says, how do you know? Because it says that Kichsovim v'chazmanim. Okay, Mazmanim l'mafreya lo, af Kichsovim l'mafreya lo. So it says Kichsovim v'chazmanim means, what does Kichsovim mean? There's no reason to say that Kichsovim. Or that, or if you want to say Kichsovim means how to do it, so you don't need Kizmanim. So what is Kichsovim v'chazmanim? So the Gemara learns that it means Kichsovim is Mikra Megillah and Kizmanim means the Yom itself. So the Gemara says, Mazmanam l'mafreyelo, just like you can't go backwards in time. Rashi says you can't make the 15th before the 14th. Af Ksovam l'mafreyelo. And the Rambam has a difference. The Rambam says just like you can't go backwards and do something in past time, so too over here. So the idea is, the concept is that in the basic concept, the concept is that there's two things in the Yom. One thing is Kriyas HaMegillah, and the second thing is the Asiyas HaYom. Laso Sosim Yemei Mishta V'Simcha. So there's two elements over here. Okay, and there's an equation between the two elements. That just like the Zman has an order, and you can't go backwards, so too in the Kri, you're not simply, it's not just to read a sum of a text, but in reading, you have to go through the exact order according to the Zman. You're setting up an entity of order in the Kriya. It's really in line with many halachas of, like we said, like, well, Shikras. Why Shikras? Because you have to recreate what they did. So in reading the Megillah, you're recreating the units of time. It's a recreation of the units of time. So therefore, you can't go backwards in time, so you can't go backwards over here. That's basically what the Gemara says. Okay, but the Gemara has a question. The Gemara says that it says, doesn't say kriya, it says lasos neyam la'ila kichsam v'chazmanam. So it's talking about asiyas hayom. So what the Gemara means is, you can't get, just telling you the asiyas hayom requires two things, but you can't get into the details of one of those two things. So the Gemara learns that from the next pasuk. Lios osin v'yam amela niskorim v'nasim iskish zechira la'asiyah. Ma asila mafreya lo, afskila mafreya lo. Okay. All right. So the Gemara learns out from there. But at any rate, you see from this clearly that there's two things in the Yom. There's Schira and there's Asiya. So it's an interesting thing that the Rambam only has one mitzvah. The Rambam doesn't have a mitzvah of the Yom. He says, Yesh bechlolan shtei mitzvah sasei mi divrei sofrim. Ve'ena min aminyin. And what are the two mitzvahs I say in Hilchas Megillah v'Chanukah? It's Kriyas HaMegillah b'Zmanas mitzvah same with Divrei Sofrim. That's one. And then also he has in Chanukah v'Aneros mitzvah b'Hem Divrei Sofrim. So it's an interesting thing. What happened to Lasos Osam Yemei Mishta v'Simcha? What happened to the Asiyas HaYom? I mean, that's also a mitzvah. That's also a mitzvah. And then Reuven Gober mentioned a very good observation in the Koseres, Hilchos Megillah v'Chanukah. You see, it doesn't say Hilchos Purim v'Chanukah. It's Hilchos Megillah v'Chanukah. Why is it Megillah v'Chanukah? Why isn't it Purim v'Chanukah? But I think the answer is that, you see, which ties into what we said, that the Chachamim made a din of Mishta over here. What's it? Mishta is Shikras. And ordinarily, we don't have Shikras. So, because Shikras is Holus, and Holus is not the method of being Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not any kind of perfection. But over here, we do it. Why? Because Klal Yisrael had to do it in order to underline or to express the fact that there was a victory. And the derech of the victory, those days, the expression of victory was a victory party, which was Mishta v'Simcha. So Klal Yisrael had to do it in order to demonstrate to the Sonei Yisrael the idea. So this was This is the reason why the Mishteh V'Simcha is done. But really, what the Rambam is saying is that you could not have this idea of Mishteh V'Simcha without the backdrop of Megillah. You see, Megillah, the underlying mitzvah is Megillah. Without the backdrop of Megillah, just to have a Mishteh V'Simcha, and Klal Yisrael, the Chacham, could never be misakin such a thing. Because, on the contrary, that would lead to the implication that there's some essential value in shikras and holus. So, the takonas chachamim lasos osam, the asiyas hayom, is not possible without the underlying mitzvah of Megillah. So it comes out that from Megillah emerges the yom. So it's not a mitzvah b'fnei atzmusa. The Rambam is only mona, the mitzvahs that stand by themselves. But this mitzvah is not a mitzvah that's only b'fnei atzmusa. You can't have a mitzvah of asiyas hayomim alone cannot stand on its own. So it must have the substratum of Megillah. So therefore, he only mentions in the minyan ha-mitzvahs, he doesn't mention that a lot of things emerge from, you have one mitzvah, many things emerge. Many, many, many chiyuvim. But the Rambam in his minyan ha-mitzvahs, midrabanan, is only mona the mitzvahs that the chacham masakim bifnei atzman midrabanan. Okay? Yes?
You
see, the halacha is by chukas ha'akom. You see, first of all, chukas ha'akom, you're not allowed to do something that's has to do with a avodah zarah. This certainly doesn't. Because even if a person get drunk, it's not a avodah zarah. Derech avodah zarah, you don't find an issur to get drunk. That technical issur has derech avodah zarah. I mean, they're not the only ones that get drunk. So it doesn't have the earmark of that. But the other thing is, what Tosfos says is that you don't do merely the shtus for hevel. Merely the shtus for hevel. So that's also awesome. If it's something that's just stupid and people do it because of its ceremoniousness, intrinsic ceremoniousness, that's also absolutely awesome. But over here, but where there's a reason for it, there's no issa. Where it's a logical thing that makes sense, there's no issue. So it's not the Derech HaTorah demands a higher level. That we have a unique way to express simcha through Achilas Basar and Shtiyas Yayin and reflection and Kedushas Hayom and Lifnei Hashem. But that doesn't mean that for a guy that has a mishnah that it's a stupid thing. I mean, we wouldn't use such a thing because we have Kedushas Yisrael. But for a guy, it's not stupid. So it doesn't have any, it doesn't partake of any kind of derech avodah zarah. Okay? So it was mutter for Klal Yisrael to make use of that vehicle because it was necessary, extremely important, and it was a mitzvah of Mechias Amalek. So they had to make use of that vehicle in order to pronounce the victory. Because if you just have a victory and you're quiet about it, it's worthless. The victory must be announced. So that had to be done in that manner. And it wasn't any kind of violation. On the contrary, it was a mitzvah. It was a mitzvah to do it that way. That was the mitzvah. Okay. Yeah.
Intrinsically being the party, that's not
Chukasakam, no.
So isn't it because it was demonstrating the
Chias
Amalek and that has a purpose?
Right.
It's because it's intrinsically,
because
it's not
Shaya. Right? Can't say a person has a party is over Chukasakam. I mean, as a guy gets drunk, it's not Chukasakam. The reason why it works by Magdimin is because the definition is Magdimin. It's defined as being Magdim, but the Kriya is a Kriya of Yom Yadal. Okay, yes. No, it's 100%. It made sense. I mean, we don't just... You have to do things. I mean, the Megillah really teaches you to do things according to Chachma. That was the right thing. And you see, they made a Mishnah the first time too, when the news came, which was earlier, which was in Sivan, from Sivan on. So they made a Mishnah right then and there. And the reason they made the Mishnah right then and there is because
that was the appropriate thing to do, according to Seichel. That's what you have to do. I mean, you can't have a victory and be quiet about it. Then you're undoing the whole benefit of the victory.
Okay.
That's correct. Yeah. One of the fellows brought a raya. I forgot what. Reuben Gov brought a raya. He said also, if you take a look at the Rambam and his Prakim, very good raya. So the Rambam says in the second perek is a Karela Mafreya, and that's the same perek where he doesn't set off a third perek for the Yom. And a Suda Siyama, Mr. Siyama does not set off a third perek. So you see he's consistent with that idea, that the essence, the underlying essence is Megillah. Without that, there could not be see, Hanukkah, they didn't make there's no Allah of Mishnah, there's no Allah of, well, Mishnah certainly there isn't. I mean, because it didn't happen. That wasn't the way it happened. But even Suda, there's no Allah. So over there, there's no problem. There's no, you don't have any accompanying, Torah Shabbat Chsav in Hanukkah. But over here, without the Megillah, without the Torah Shabbat Chsav, you could simply not do it. Okay. Yes. It's an Aaron man. It ends somewhere in childhood. I'll leave it at that. Okay. Yeah. I mean, Yom Purim is two elements, Yom Mishnah V'Simcha and Megillah. That's what it is, those two elements. We mentioned something else also, which I think is true. I perhaps don't have a raya for it, but I think it's true. And that is that the question we asked was, why is it that with regard to Megillah, so you see, where's the Pesumei Nisan Megillah? The Pesumei Nisan Megillah is in the fact that everybody's Kari. And the fact that Kol of Klal Yisrael are Kari. So the Pesumei Nisan takes place with the fact that the whole Klal does it. So you could read the Megillah B'Yechidus, but Ner Chanukah you can't. Ner Chanukah you can't do B'Yechidus. It has to be Pesumei Nisan. So we said, what is the difference? The difference is the Kohos HaChacham would never be Mesakein a thing to light a candle to remind you of something. That's Chukas HaKam. That's clearly Chukas HaKam. You see? So the lighting of the Nair is a Maisa Pirsum HaNeis. That's halachically qualified halachically, you see. That qualifies halachically. But to light a candle, there's Derech HaVarazar. But Limud La'atzmo, that's Derech HaTorah. That's Derech HaTorah. See? That's fine. Okay. Yeah. That's right. Ksuv Ben Ksuv. That's right. It's not Yotze B'Tzibah. That's right. Yotze B'Yach. That's right. That the Kriya B'Tzibah and Kriya B'Yach are two separate Kriyas. You could be Yotze the Mitzvah through either one, but they're not identical. And then the requirements for one, not the requirements for the other. So you could be at a Tzibur and not be Yotze because in a way that if you were at a Yachid, it'd be fine. Okay.
Rabbi.
Yes.
Rabbi.
No, that's very good. That's a very good Raya. In Halacha, in Perkel, I'm sorry, not Perkel. Excuse me. Last halacha in it's Perek Beis in halacha Yudches. Yeah, that's right. Kol Sifrei Nevi'im v'Halachos Asin L'Balei Masa Mashiach Chutz M'Megillas Esther. V'Arei Kemes Gamish Chum Shetorach Hilchos Torah Shabbat Peh. And then he says Va'Av Api Shezorim Zayin V'Yemei Apurim Lo Yevatlo Shenemar V'Yemei Apurim Eile Lo Yavru Mitoch Hayudim V'Zichrom Lo Yosem Yizan. That's right. First Megillah and then Yemei. That's correct.
And the Yerushalmi is exactly the pasuk where Shlokish proves that Megillas Esther exists forever.
That pasuk. And so therefore?
It's not a separate thing.
I mean, it's one pasuk.
It's one pasuk. The idea is that first you have to have a Megillah.
That's correct. Yeah. Right. That's very good, right. That's good, right. Okay. All right. If you have any questions, we can take them. If not, we'll take one more piece. All right. The Gemara Yitches Amin Aleph, Kora Al Peh Lo Yotza. Yeah, by the way, I mean, in terms of the Suda, I mentioned a lot of times, but I want to emphasize it again, that the Shikrus, if the Shikrus is not done in order to remind one of the Nais, as Pirsum HaNais, then basically it's not a question of Mitzvah Shikrus Kavana, it's not a Mitzvah. It's something not a Mitzvah. Because that's the essence of the asiyah. If he's doing it just for an outlet, I mean that's not that's nothing. It's just that's Maisa Shikras Balma. So it has to be done because of the over here. This is an intrinsic component. If a person just got shikar on Purim, he's not Mekayim Mrs. Purim. Yes. Especially Shana Aliyada. It's a hard mitzvah, I know. I tell you the truth, me, it's a very odd mitzvah. It's a hard one. It's one that somehow or other you don't feel happy with yourself. I mean, because you don't know the shear, it's not clear. It's a very difficult thing. I mean, the Rambam doesn't say ad lo yada, but the Gemara's. I mean, it's like you can't just get rid of it. I mean, the Rambam says. Yeah, he says, Achi Yishtaker, She Yishtaker means he's drunk, the Yerodim B'Shechruso. So, I mean, the Rambam apparently didn't take Adlo Yada to mean literally, Achi Yerodim B'Shechruso. It's hard, it's a tough one. It's always one that you feel that somehow or other, doubtful whether you're Mekayim the Mitzvah Kil Chasa. I mean, it's because you can't know when you're drunk. Whether you are drunk. I don't know if that's true. I mean, apparently there is a part of you. I mean, it would really show you, I'll tell you one thing, it's a good point. One thing it shows you is it's not Shikrusa Shalot. It's not until you reach Shikrusa Shalot. Because Shikrusa Shalot is where the person doesn't know what he's doing. That, you can't have a mitzvah at all to do that. Because how could a person know when he's, there can't be a mitzvah where there's no awareness of the mitzvah. Of the asiyah, I mean, a mitzvah has to be awareness of the asiyah. So it doesn't mean dead drunk. It just means a level of shikras. I mean, a level of shikras. Apparently, according to the Rambam, a level of shikras. And if he falls asleep after that, so that's how the Rambam interprets adaloyada. I mean, mentally adaloyada is very, very difficult to be mekayim. I mean, I think we should rely on the Rambam on this. Rely on the Rambam. Rely on the, this one will go, this will rely on the Rambam. Yes. There's so much you can do, even if you, I mean, you mean, well, actually, you, oh, no, after, yeah, but how long, you mean, how long is, you see that, for a person that's not a Baal Halacha, the easiest part of the day is the Suda and the Shigras. If you're a Baal Halacha, that's the hardest part of the day. By the way, Nikmas Haman Ugdulas Mordechai fits in line with what we're saying. Because the whole thing, it was a victory party. So the victory, so when you say Aruch Haman and Baruch Mordechai, what does it mean? What it means is that Baruch, it's not, you're not giving him a bracha, and Haman is Aruch, and you're showing the state that he was blessed and he was cursed. You see? So, Adelo Yada means he can't differentiate between the ideas that led to the Chachma and the Megillah that led to the victory and that led to Haman's downfall. So that's that's the concept. That would mean where you lose the ability to plan consciously. To set a, to understand the conscious plan. That's good for you. Yeah, you mean the Ram requires that you actually Yerodah.
Part of the process was that
to become unconscious. Become unconscious.
Not dead drunk.
Yeah. To become unconscious. Yeah. But the Ram says drunk though, yes?
Apparently.
Okay, otherwise you couldn't drink in the middle. Okay. But, all right, let's, what time is it? All right, one more. Let me just take one point. It's an interesting point. Because a lot of times All right, I'll mention just one more point because I think it's a significant idea that, you know, as Chazal analyzed an area, you come across many interesting ideas. This one is really an interesting one. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, Kor al pe lo yotza. So the Gemara says, "Minolon Omar Rava Asya Zechira Zechira, Ksiv Hachava Yamamela Niskarim, Uksiv Hasam Ksov Zos Zikarim Basefer, Malahalon Basefer Afkan Basefer." So the Gemara says that there's an equation. You learn Zechira Zechira. So that's how you know that you have to have a sefer. Okay. So in order Korah Pelo Yotza requires two things. First of all, you have to know that there's a sefer, and secondly, what to do when you have the sefer. So the Gemara says that Ksov Zosikarm Basefer, and that's the Gemara before really, the Zainam and Aleph. The Gemara goes into Ksov Zosikarm Basefer, and that was the Heter to write the Megillah. So you need a Sefer. Afkan Basefer. So you know that there must be a Sefer. And not just there must be a Sefer lying in the corner, but there must be a Sefer in the Kiyam Mitzvasa. Kiyam Mitzvasa demands Sefer. So the Gemara says a strange thing. The Gemara says, Amai this high Schira Kriya, how do you know that this Schira is Kriya? Duma Iyam Ba'alma. Maybe it means just learning, just thinking about it, going through it mentally. So the question is really, what kind of a thing is that? That really, going through it thinking, Lahar B'divrei Torah, has no connection to a Sefer. I mean, Lahar B'divrei Torah means he's doing it in his mind. So that's really Kor Alpeh. That's Alpeh. When the Gemara says Sefer, it means the Sefer must be intrinsically involved, not just a stimulus. Okay? So how could the Gemara possibly say that it means Iyun, La'ayun Ba'alma? So the Gemara says, the answer, Lo Salkadaitach, Zocho, Yocho, Belev, Kishom, La Sishkach, Reshichas, Lev, Omo, Amon, Mekam, Zachar, Bapeh. Okay. So that's how the Gemara, proves. Okay? But the question is, I mean, that proves that you need Dibor. But the initial thing was enough, because you have a Sefer. It's an interesting thing. Yeah. But there's a pasuk in Daniel that says when Daniel was trying to be Mechashev the Kates, so he made a mistake that he went from the first Golas, and it really was supposed to be there's a Golas Yoyakim, Yoyakim Sikiyah. So Yoyakim went from Golas Yoyakim, and then he saw he was wrong with the Shivim Shana. Because during the Shivim Shana, they were supposed to be in Golas, and they were supposed to build up their living conditions in Golas, and they were supposed to mispala Hashem b'shloma malchus, because that will, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them through the Navi, that don't try to get out of this, but you have to be mispala because of the shlomo year that you're going to be in, and build in that, and live there, until the Shivim Shana is complete. So he had to figure it out. So there's a lashon there when he wanted to figure it out, and he saw it was from Charevus Yerushalayim, which was Tzidkiyo. So he says ubinosi b'sfar, ubinosi b'sfar, ubinosi b'sfar, and Rishonim used that expression a lot of times. Like Ramban will say he had a problem, so he looked around, ubinosi b'sfar, ubinosi b'sfar. So apparently what the Gemara holds is that a sefer, you see, when a person learns in a sefer, it's a different kind of iyun. It's a different kind of iyun. That the iyun mitoch a sefer is a different kind of a special kind of thinking, where everything is in front of him and he has access to the sefer. So he has access to the function. One of the functions of a sefer is iyun. So the Gemara really held, had a havamina, that if it wasn't for Zohar, that I'd be able to look at a Megillah and be Mayan in it. Be Mayan in the Megillah. And that'll be a kiyum in sefer. So the Gemara held that, but the Gemara says that Tirgum is no good. If it's Ksuva Ashuris and then you translate it, the Gemara says that's Baal Peh. That's Baal Peh. Why is that Baal Peh? Because apparently, why didn't I say no? That's like Binosi. That's like thinking. I'm looking at the Sefer and Ashuris and I'm translating it into Italian. So if it's written in Italian, it's okay. But if you translate it to Italian, it's no good. But the answer is apparently what Chazal, what the Torah holds, is that a Sefer has two functions. A Sefer either has a function of Iyun, or Binosi Basfarim, that's one function, or else the second function of the Sefer is the text of the Sefer. And Kriya is where you take the text and render it into an oral form. You say you're rendering the text into an oral form. So there's two roles to a Sefer. One is Kriya and one is Iyun. But Iyun mitoch ha-Sefer apparently is a separate kind of a phenomenon. In the mind, it's a separate kind of a phenomenon. Binosi basfar. Yeah, this is right. So we're doing the Balamar. Balamar. Okay, so the Balamar is picked up on the riff, because the riff said, he put Yevonis and Yevonim just like the other ones. And it's not true, because that's universally for everybody, even if you don't understand it. And he says, Vinu, why? Because that's basically Rav and Shmuel's halacha. They say it's like kol kosher, and they possibly have Shem Gamliel. That, against the Tanakama on Daf Ches on the Beis. Against the Tanakama, because Tanakama, he's limiting Tanakama. Tanakama says, and Bechol Hashem. But Shem Gamliel says, only Yevonis. And then there's a subdivision of that, and there's a Ravashi on Daf Tesam Aleph, which we need to explain, because he says, Bein B'Sefer Torah, Bein B'Shar Sfarim. Why does he say Bein B'Sefer Torah, Bein B'Shar Sfarim? Because on Tesam Aleph, the Gemara says, Ravashi Yoma, Ki Tanyahi B'Shar Sfarim. That Shar Sfarim has to be written, Ashuris Ala Sefer B'Gyo. But Sefer Torah could be written in Yevonis. Rav Yehudi, the sign of Tfilin, Mezuzah, and Tavim Ala Ashuris, I'm saying it to Yevonis. Vaksiv, Ahayu, Elaim Esfarim, and Tavim Bachal Lashem. Rabboseinu hitiru Yevonis. That's Rav Shimon Gamliel. So hitiru Meklal Tanakama Asar. No, that can't be right either. Elaima Rabboseinu. That's Rav Shimon Gamliel. Lo hitiru sheikosfu el Yevonis. The Tanya Amar Rab Yehuda Af kishe hitiru Rabboseinu Yevonis lo hitiru b'sefer Torah. Mishem Ma'isa Talmai Melech. But in Shar Sfarim not. So the Balamar is saying that Rav and Shmuel, they hold like Rav Shimon Gamliel. When the Gemara says later, Hilchasik Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rav and Shmuel held not like Rav Yehuda, because according to Rav Yehuda, it's only Sefer Torah. But they held Shor Sfarim, Bein B'Sefer Torah, Bein B'Shor Sfarim. Why? Because Rav and Shmuel's halacha is in which case? In the case of Megillah. Right? So therefore, it's even Afilu B'Megillah. So it's three levels. There's Sefer Torah, there's Shor Sfarim, and there's Megillah. So that's the Balamar's critique. As even Yevonis. So the question is, how could the Rif Paskin that Yevonis is only Yevonis? Well, it's an open halacha that Yevonis is universal. Which means even if you don't understand Greek, but you're still Yotze. I mean, if you want a source, it's the source is the Shivim Lashon. As the Torah was nitten likasev b'Shivim Lashon. That's Bar Hetev, doesn't the... Chazal say, Bar Hetev b'Shivim Lashon. So apparently the Torah was nitnli kasev b'chol lashon. So in any lashon, that's kedusha sefer Torah. I mean, that's clearly according to Tanakama. Now, but the Brisa disagrees, right? Because the Brisa says that ksav ivri is enim atamasi yadayim. So apparently the Gemara held that it's a stira. It's a stira. Why? Because why can I say asfarim nechtavim b'chol lashon? But it's matame yadayim. That apparently is not possible, because if it has kedusha sefer Torah, it's matame yadayim. So apparently the Tanakama says that's from the Talmud B'chol Lashon holds and has kedusha sefer Torah, and that's the Gemara's Raminu. Mikra shekosva tirgum, the tirgum shekosva mikra ksaviri and matame yadayim. So it's an open steer with the Mishnah, right? Okay, so there are two answers for the steerer, basically. Yeah, so one answer is that the Bryce is speaking by what? Is speaking strictly by Megillah. And the Tana, the Mishnah is speaking by Shor Sfarim, besides Megillah. That's one answer. Yeah, Ravashi's answer is that this is Rav Shimon Gamliel, but it's Bishor Sfarim, according to Rabbi Yehuda's interpretation of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. That Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was limited to what? That Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was limited to Ksav Yevonis. Why didn't the Brisa say Ksav Yevonis? Because Rabbi Yehuda holds is only Mati by Sefer Torah. but he was never mati by Shor Svarim. So this is by Shor Svarim. Mikrish, it comes under of Shimon Gamliel, but the Tanakhama would clearly disagree with that, with this Mikrish Kosva Tirgum. Okay. Yeah. Because the Tanakhama doesn't require that it must be Ksav Ashuris. Does not require Ksav Ashuris. So the Tanakhama has a different system completely. And Kedushas Kisvei Kodesh. Then the Brice, according to that second pshat. According to the first pshat, it's what?
Megillah.
It's only Megillah. Disagrees in Megillah. But in Shor Svarim, the Brice agrees. That's according to the first pshat. Not even a Machlegis. So the only thing is that we all look at Shimon Gamliel. But basically it wasn't even a machlekes that everybody held that Kol HaTorah Kula was nitin likasev b'shivim lashon and has kedusha sefer Torah. If it weren't for Shimon Gamliel, that's it. You'd write the sefer Torah in English. So, but we pass on Shimon Gamliel. So there's only one other language, and that is Yevanis. So either this brisa is of Shimon Gamliel, according to Rabbi Yehuda and Shor Svarim, or else it's according to everybody, but it's by Megillah. Megillah is a separate union. So Taisa says, but we say later in the Mishnah that Yotze, that's an our Mishnah, Yudches, Yudzayin, right? Avakarnasal loves us belots. So you see, you can be Yotzei Mikra Megillah with what? With any language. And here the Gemara is saying that this price is going on Megillah. Correct? So Taisus realizes it's not an open stira because over there it says Yotzei. And here it's talking about Mimit Thomas Yadayim. So Taisus bothers with a question now. That if you are Yotzei, so it must have a Shem Megillah. So if it has a Shem Megillah, so why isn't it Matam Esi Adayim? But Taisa knows that must be the answer. That the answer is that it's not Matam Esi Adayim. And he never said it's Puzzle. He says it's not Matam Esi Adayim. But it's still Kasher. But it's still Kasher. Yep. So Taisa's answer is Yesh Lomar. So it's interesting. Taisa says the din that really this Bryce is speaking exclusively about being Matamas Yadayim, about the Chalos Din Kedushas Sefer Kisvei Kodesh. So Esther's Metamesi Adayim because it has a genuine status of Kisvei Kodesh. So it's Metamesi Adayim. So Taisva says that it's true with regard to being Yotzei the mitzvah, that if it's written in any language, as long as you understand that language, you're Yotzei, but it doesn't have Kedushas Kisvei Kodesh. Unless it's what? Unless it's universal. See, apparently by Megillah, you can't separate the two out. You can't say it has a din of a, you can't say that, because the question on Taisva's answer is, so why don't I say, but under the framework of Kisvei Kodesh, this is the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama maintains that it's Nechtav B'chol Lashon. So why can't it have Kedushas Kisvei Kodesh and be Matam Esi Adayim like Shmuel, like any other Sefer?
Well, in English, is Matam
According to Tanakhama, yes. Absolutely, 100%. So, yep. So apparently, if it doesn't qualify for the Shem Megillah, it doesn't qualify for the Shem Kisvei Kodesh. So, since it says Kichsavam v'Chizmanam, so it must have the Shem Kisvei Kodesh. Only can come into existence when you have a Shem Megillah. If it doesn't qualify under Megillah, that's the nature of the Kisvei Kodesh, is Megillah. So since the nature of the Kisvei Kodesh is Megillah, so without the Shem Megillah, there's no Kisvei Kodesh. So that's why you can't split the two and say that as a din of Kisvei Kodesh, really. And it'll be Metameh Siyadayim, because we hold like the Tana, when we hold, I mean, we don't hold, we don't pass in a way, but we're holding now like the Tana Kama, that it's Kasher B'Chaloshin, right? Okay. Kasher B'Chaloshin. So the answer is you can't say that, because you can't split the two. The Kedushas Kisvei Kodesh will only fall upon it if it qualifies under the Shem Megillah, and the Shem Megillah has to be Kechsov Mechazmanam. So since it's not Kechsov Mechazmanam, so it's not an objective Megillah. How come you could be Yotze with it? How come you could be Yotze with it? So the answer is, excuse me? So it does has a subjective Shem Megillah. You can't have Kisvei Kodesh without Shem Megillah, but you can have the Shem Megillah without Kisvei Kodesh, without the Shem Kisvei Kodesh. So the question is, so why isn't it Kisvei Kodesh? So the answer is, there's a difference between the subjective Shem Megillah and the objective Shem Megillah. In order to qualify, you can have a Shem Megillah without Shem Kisvei Kodesh. But which Megillah, that's what Taisus is deducing. That you see, you can have a Shem Megillah without Kisvei Kodesh, because the Shem Megillah falls into two categories. There's a Shem Megillah subjective, and there's a Shem Megillah objective. But you can't have a Shem Kisvei Kodesh without the Shem Megillah. You can't have a Shem Kisvei Kodesh without the objective Shem Megillah. No. That's what he's saying. And the object of Shem Megillah is what? Kechsovam v'chazmanam. I mean, why should it be that way? It's not easy to explain. What does it mean? I mean, the subjective and objective is a nice description. But it's not, halachically, it's not really a satisfying idea. I mean, is it a Megillah? It's not a Megillah. I mean, it's a Megillah for you, it's not a Megillah for me. I mean, what kind of a phenomenon is that? I mean, it's a strange kind of phenomenon. For him, it's a Megillah. For me, it's not a Megillah. So Taisva says it doesn't make sense that such a Megillah be Metamis Yadayim. I agree, it doesn't make sense. Because how could it be Metamis Yadayim? It's an objective framework. But the question is, I mean, how could it be such a thing altogether? It's strange, but that's what Taisva is right. I mean, that's, you may be bothered by the conclusion. The conclusion may not be 100% satisfying, but that's the conclusion. He's right. That's the conclusion you have to draw. That's one thing that they're saying is clear. That you can't have Metameh as Yadayim for one person and not Metameh as Yadayim for another person. Metameh as Yadayim is an objective phenomenon. But a Shem Megillah for one person and it's not a Shem Megillah for another person, such a thing is possible. I mean, like I said, the question is why. Yeah, the question is on the Balamor. I mean, it's Gemara, really. That Megillah says, even if you don't understand it, it's still kosher, if it's written in Greek. Why? Because Rav and Shmuel said that by Megillah, even though it says Kechsam V'chol Shonam, it doesn't matter. Because it's still kosher lakol. It's still kasha lakal. So the question is, what do you do with the kichsav mechol shonam? I mean, it isn't, that's not so simple to get rid of that. I mean, But I think the question is like this. You see, the question is, what is the halacha of Greek? Is the halacha that Greek is good intrinsically? Just like Sefer Torah? Okay. Or the halacha of Yafta Lakim Liyefes means that there's a special gzeres akasav, that whatever is kosher in Lashon HaKodesh is also kosher in Greek. That the Greek is equal to the Lashon HaKodesh. In other words, it's not that Greek is intrinsically good like Lashon HaKodesh is intrinsically good. You see, is halacha is really only Lashon HaKodesh is good. But then there's Exeris Akasav, and you could translate it into Greek. So Greek is a translation, a universal matir for a translation. See, it's a universal matir for translation. It's not intrinsically good. Because if it's intrinsically good, so it's another, so you have two intrinsic forms. So Kichsavim v'Cholshonam will tell you that you can only do the form A, which is Lashon HaKodesh. But if really the halacha is that you have a matir of Greek on every single thing that's in Lashon HaKodesh, and it's an exclusive matir, so then it doesn't matter that it says Kichsavim v'Cholshonam. Because Kichsavim v'Cholshonam is Lashon HaKodesh. And then Yafta Lekim LeYefes is matir a translation in Greek. So therefore, Greek would be good. And it won't be in violation of Kichsavim v'Cholshonam. That's the way you can learn. The question is Greek another possibility on the same par as Lashon HaKodesh? Or no, Lashon HaKodesh is the only real Lashon. But then you have a matir of Greek. So there's no violation of Kichsavim v'Cholshonam. Because whatever is Kichsavim v'Cholshonam, it has to be only Lashon HaKodesh, but you always have under that a universal matir of a translation into Greek. Okay? All I'm trying to say is that they're not, Kichsavim v'Cholshonam is not mutually exclusive with Greek. It's only mutually exclusive if you're saying it's on the same plane. But if it's a sub language, there's one sub-language they could always introduce, and they have a matir for that, so then you don't have any problem. Because whatever the Kachsan Roshan, yeah, but then you have a matir. That's Hebrew. That's it. Yeah, this is an idea I remember from the Rosh Hashanah many years ago. I don't know if you said it over here, but that's where I got the idea from. Yeah. And that could be the machlekes between the Gemara and Daf Tesemet Aleph and between Rav and Shmuel. That the Gemara Daf Tesemet Aleph maintains that it's a halacha, an intrinsic halacha. That there are two options. You have two options, two intrinsic sivas that you could have by Sefer Torah, by Sefer Torah and Kol HaSvarim. And the option is either Lashon HaKodesh or else Greek. They're both intrinsic. Except when it comes to Megillah, you can't use Greek because you're going to have to exclude it because of why? Because Kichsavim v'Cholshonam. So that would be really the difference between Rav and Shmuel and Daf Yechesem at Aleph, and between the Gemara's answer. I forgot who gave the answer. The Gemara's answer in Megillah Daf Tesem at Aleph, right? Who gave the answer? Doesn't say, right? Elakash Kam Gil Gam Sfarsam. Doesn't say. Stamad Gemara. Okay. Rav Papa apparently helped me, because I'm Rav Papa, Nishma Piska, and Malach. Rav Nachman, both helped me. Okay. So that's Ramban's first point. Ramban's first point is that it's not so simple here, because you see you have Rabbi Yochanan is going to be sos himself. Because Rabbi Yochanan holds Machlokas Vachkach Stam is Allahic Stam Mishnah. And here we have a Stam Mishnah and Daf Yizayin that says that what? That only the laws of Spalaz Dafka. That's clearly what the Mishnah says. And we have a Mishnah before Shimon Gamliel where he says that Greek is universal. So it'll come out that the second Mishnah is following the Tanakhama. I mean, I'm not going to go any further, but it's not as against Shimon Gamliel. More like the Tanakhama. Okay. More like the Tanakhama with one qualification that you have to understand it when it comes to Megillah. That's Pirsa Manes. But basically, they'll be against Rav Shimon Gamliel. So how could it be Machlokes V'Kach Stam according to Rabbi Yochanan, Allah is like the Stam Mishnah. So how could Rabbi Yochanan Paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel that Greek is universal when you see it's not universal by Megillah? Okay? So you must say that Rav Shimon ben Gamliel doesn't hold that Greek is good universally. Rav Shimon is moda by Megillah that it can't be written in Greek universally. So the Ramban is saying, basically, according to our Svara, that what is the definition of Greek? Greek is not a universal Tirgum, but Greek is an intrinsically good language. That there are two languages that the Torah recognizes. Either Lashna Kodesh, either Ashuris, or Greek. And Kechsovim the Cholshonom comes along and Megillah and is Mafkia one of them. So then you're thrown into the area of laws and translation. So then it depends if you understand it. So the Riff was right. See, what about the Balmar? Yeah, Rav and Shmuel apparently don't hold Machlagis Vachkachstam. I mean, or whatever you're going to have to say. I mean, I don't know what the Rabbah's going to say about that. Of course, they definitely paskin that it's kosher. So I can't answer for that. But the question we could ask is, what does the Balmar do with this? Balmar also knew this Klal, Machlagis Vachkachstam. But see, I would say like this. I'd say that Machlagis Vachkachstam is a halacha where you have a Machlagis Tutzdadim, and then you have a stam like one of the Tutzdadim to the exclusion of the other. But over here, it's a little different because there's two questions there. One question is basically whether you can have, whether Greek is a universal language, right? Then there's a subdivision. If it's universal, is it intrinsic universal? Or is it a sub-language universal, a Tirgum universal, right? So when do you say Machlekes Vachach Stam, that you would say if on the Machlekes the Stam casts a light. But over here that's not really true, because the Machlekes is whether Greek is universal. That's the initial Machlekes. But then the second Mishnah doesn't shed any light on that. All the second Mishnah says is that by Megillah, you need Kichsovam v'cholshonam. Correct? So that Megillah is unique, and that Megillah, that the, in other words, the second Mishnah only says that they're both intrinsic. Let's put it in logical categories. And the first Mishnah holds that it's, Rav and Shmuel say that it's a universal translation. And the second Mishnah comes along and says, no, it's intrinsic. So that's, but they both agree that Greek is universal. The question is under which heading? Intrinsic or as a sub-language? You see, a translation. So that's not the ordinary case of Machlokas Nach Kach Stam. Machlokas Nach Kach Stam is we have two positions, Machlokas, and then you have a Stam comes out like one of the two positions. But a Stam which comes out not against the underlying position, but as a subdivision of that position, that's not Machlokes Vachkach Stam. You understand? Because the second one isn't negating Reb Shimon Gamliel's principle that Greek is universal. It's just saying it's intrinsically universal. And Rav and Shmuel say, but they hold Misvar Denaf Shayu that Reb Shimon Gamliel held, it's a translation. So if it's a translation, so then it'll always be universal. But the Ramban doesn't care, because Ramban is saying that if you're going to say the first Mishnah is, it's a universal translation, so you have a Stam Mishnah against that. You say it's a Stam Mishnah against it. So if it's a Stam Mishnah against it, so then that's the question, that's Machlokes in the Balamor and the Ramban. And Machlokes Vachkach Stam. The Ramban holds that if it's going against, if you're going to tell me that Shimon Amliel holds it's a universal translation, so then the next Mishnah is going is a Stam against him. It's against his position. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan holds Halachic Stam Mishnah, so that would knock out Rav Shimon Gamliel completely. Whereas the Balamor maintains that when do I say Machlokes Vachkach Stam, where it's clear, there are clearly only two positions, and the second Mishnah knocks out one of those two positions. But over here, there's a subdivision in one of the positions. That was Rav Shimon Gamliel saying he's universal, that's halacha A. And then under what category is he universal? So that, the second Mishnah only addresses one thing, one aspect of it. But they hold basically that it's, they're not in disagreement with his basic, with his major, which is with his major definition, his major concept. That's what the Balamar holds. That's what the Balamar holds. It goes, you can break it, it goes conceptually. Ramban holds, it goes factually. That's the Machlokes. In other words, he's saying Rav Papa and Rav Nachman definitely disagree with Rav and Shmuel, because they're saying, like, what, well, like the Tanakhama. And they're saying, according to the Tanakhama, and every single language has objective Kedusha. But except for Megillah, when it's written in, Megillah is written only in Lashon HaKodesh. Right? So therefore, according to them, you see clearly they hold that Greek is no good. Because then in Mayit, it says, Achi yichtavenu ksav ashuris lo sefer bidyo. So it's only ksav ashuris. So the Ramban says, so you see clearly that Amoroyim that came after Rav and Shmuel rejected Rav and Shmuel. Okay? Maybe we hold a Rav and Shmuel, because that's what the Balmor is basing it on. Balmor is basing on the fact that we hold a Rav and Shmuel. So Ramban says, take a look. These Amoroyim lived after Rav and Shmuel. And they didn't hold a Rav and Shmuel. Okay, so the riff is right. Because he always goes, he holds Megillah Baruch HaKadosh Namah. Yeah, so it's has the same force as if it was written in the Torah. Because Ruch Kodesh, so it has to be written the same emes. Okay. Yeah, there he's clearly stating our theory. He's saying that if it's Lashon Yevanis, so then if it's going according to Rav Shimon, so from the Rabbanon, Nishma L'Rav Shimon Galil. Just like by the Rabbanon, we hold it excludes what? It excludes the other languages, Kirsan Al-Khashanam. So now let's take Rav Shimon Galil. He holds is only one other language. So definitely the Pasuk can come to exclude languages that wouldn't be valid anyways. So it must be that they hold that the Kirsan Al-Khashanam excludes what? Excludes Yavanis. Excludes Yavanis. So you see, and that's why he quotes the Pasuk, V'chsiv Yafta L'kim L'yefes V'ishkin Bal Hashem, because it's an intrinsic language. That's what he means. It's intrinsic. He equates Rav Shimon Gamliel Ben Gamliel's Yavanis to the Tanakhama Sh'ol Hashanos, because they're all intrinsic. If they're all intrinsic, so the Kichsav Mechol Shonim will exclude what? Will exclude Yavanis. He means, say, his second point is, well, if you're going to say it's Memaya Sh'ol Hashanos, Sh'ol Hashanos, and not Yavanis, because Balamar is saying that Yavanis is objective, so then it'll be Mamayit Sh'ol Hashanos from L'Lozos Balaz. And we paskin that you can do L'Lozos Balaz. So once you have Kichsav and Rechol Shonam, once, in other words, what he's saying is once Rav Papa and Rav Nachman, it's pretty good Raya. I mean, his Raya is once Rav Papa and Rav Nachman endorsed the Kichsav and Rechol Shonam, that it is a miyut, now you have a serious problem. In other words, Rav and Shmuel didn't care about the Kichsav and Rechol Shonam. That's what the Gemara says openly. Even I feel like so, right? But Rav Papa and Rav Nachman did care about the Kichsav and Rechol Shonam. So the Ramban says, this is a powerful argument. He says, once you're gonna endorse the Kichsav and Rechol Shonam as a miyut, so Mamanashach, either you mamayit Greek as an objective language, which is against the Pesach of the Balamar, or else you want to say it's mamayit Sh'ol Hashanos, so left says mamayit L'Lozos Balaz. So then how does he have that halacha? So Ramban's kash on the Balamar is that you see that later Amoroyim endorsed the exclusion of the Kichsav and Rechol Shonam. So how could the Balamar paskin like Rav and Shmuel? That's his argument. So that's what the Ramban says. He brings back the riff beautifully. He says that you see according to Rav Papa and Rav Nachman, you don't dash Kichsav and Rechol Shonam. Right? Because... I'm sorry, I made a mistake. Yeah, absolutely. According to who? According to Rav and Shmuel, you don't dash nikkachsav. And the Gemara says itself. And according to Rav Papa and Rav Nachman, you do dash nikkachsav v'chol shonam. So once you tell me you dash nikkachsav v'chol shonam, so what does it exclude? It has to exclude the objective Yavanis. And Rabbi Yechanan himself held, and Rabbi Yechanan himself, he already shown, held that what? That the Rav Shimon Gamliel didn't hold objective Yavanis by Megillah, right? So therefore, the riff concluded that what? The riff concluded like Rabbi Yechanan, basically, and like Rav Papa and like Rav Nachman. That's the way to Paskin. So therefore, according to both of them, it comes out that the objective Yavanis is completely excluded when it comes to Megillah. It's completely excluding the concept of Megillah. Unbelievable. Unbelievable piece of work, huh? The Zedas Menor Gadalzal. Vafra Bichanan al Kasav, Kamalaka Masnison, Kipurisha de Brisa. Yep. But the Machlagas remains the same conceptually. Machlagas is a riff in the Balmar. Is it an underlying, is it an intrinsic language? That Kedusha Sefer Torah Chalon, or is it a universal translation? The Rif holds it's an intrinsic language, and that's the Ramban, and the Balamor holds it's a universal translation. Same applies to Rabban Shmuel and Rav Papa and Rav Nachman. The interesting is, according to the Ramban, by the way, what is he hold? It's intrinsic or translation? What does Ram hold? The Ramah is intrinsic. Because remember the Ramah Svara? Because it's universally, people know it. It's universal. So the Ramah held it was intrinsic, right? So it should come out that the Rambam should basically say that universal, he should pass like the Rif, that universal Greek is no good over here because of the Kechsov and the Cholshana. That Rav Papa Rav Nachman held from. And then the same thing with the Machlegistam, place of Akhastam. How's the Ram Paskin? Yep, Ram's like this. Akars Megillah Pella Yatzde Chavaso. Aloes Shashamas Megillah Ksu Boloshna Kodesh, Ubiksava Kodesh, Afa Pishini Yatemain Omin Yatzide Chavaso. The Chain Emoisa, so it's universal Hebrew. Chain Emoisa Ksuva Yevonis, Vishama Yatza, Afa Pishini Makir, Vafilo Hoya Shamea Ivri. The Paskin's like whom? Like the Balamar. That's right. That's right. So the Rambam really is a problem. Because the Rambam, if he holds, it's intrinsic. So Kechsovam v'cholshonam should be Mamayat. Yeah, but I think the answer in the Rambam is simple. It's really in his words, in the Pirush Mishnayos. Because he says that since this was a language they all used, he says, Nasa Etzlam Lashon Yevonis Kiloshana. That's his Lashon, something like that, right? That's what the Rambam says. That since it was Nesparsim through Talmai Yamelech, and they all learned it, so it became like their own language. So therefore, the Rambam holds that the Kichsovim v'Cholshonam is not memayit other languages in specific. You see, it's memayit anything that's not their language. So if another language becomes their language, the Kichsovim v'Cholshonam is fine. That is Kichsovim v'Cholshonam. But it doesn't have to be as it was then. It has to be something that you can call Kichsovam v'Cholshana. So let's say the Jews learn another language, like let's say Yiddish, like the Rav mentioned. So that would be Kichsovam v'Cholshana. Doesn't mean the language that was prevalent at the time. It means that language which you can call Kichsovam v'Cholshana. So at a later date in history, if something becomes Kichsovam and Lashonam, that'd be good too. That'll be good. Be fine. He says, yeah, Raman Perak Aleph and Tfilin Allah Yates. Vitir Besvaram Lichtov Af Biyavani Bovad. Vikvar Nishka Yavani Middle Alam and Eshtabesh Vavad. Lefichach and Kosvin Hayom Shloshna El Ashuris. You see? So, therefore, it could be what the Rambam held is that there's no problem with the Rif. Why? Same Svar, basically. That Lashon Yevonis is not is Nishtabesh, and therefore that's an interesting thing. Whatever. Maybe that's what he means. But according to the Rambam, it has to be a universal language. So that's what the Rambam is saying. So therefore, there's no problem with the Rif according to the Rambam. Why? Because the Rif says Yevonis Liyevonim. But the Rif is speaking in his time. In his time. The Rif is simply writing La Halacha. Because La Halacha, it's not the universal language of the Jews anymore. See, it's not the universal language of the Jews anymore. It's good question. What Rambam has written Nishtabish as a Lashon. Why does Rambam just say it's not universal language using? But anyways, he's telling you the facts. Nishtabish is gone. Okay. If he would say it's not universal, it would imply that it still exists. He says, no, the whole thing's gone, and therefore it's non-existent. But basically, the underlying reason is because it's not universal. Okay? So the Rambam wouldn't have any problem with the Rif. Because the Rif says, Yevonis Levonim, he means today's Greek. He means today's Greek. Now it's not objective anymore. So the Rambam and the Rif simply can go hand in hand. No problem. What? Knock out the whole problem. That's right. They could really hold. They could really hold like the Balamar that it's. That's right. The Balamar holds that it's a universal translation. And that's why there's no problem with the Kichsov and the Cholshono. Because once you have A, you can always be in the Matar to translate it into Greek. You see? The Ramban holds intrinsic and therefore it's excluded from Kachzal Mechoshonim. But the Rambam holds that it's intrinsic and it's not excluded from Kachzal Mechoshonim because that becomes Kachzal Mechoshonim. You see, and the Rif, the Rambam could very well learn the Rif the same way. And that's why in the Zman of the Rif, he wrote that it's no good unless you're Greek because it's not universal anymore. It's not Kachzal Mechoshonim anymore. So it comes out, there's three positions. Either you hold it's a universal translation like the Balamar, or else you hold like the Ramban, that what? That it's an intrinsic language, Yaftal Kimli Yefes, is Exerzakasov. Or else you hold like the Rambam, no. And it's intrinsic, but the intrinsicness depends on its universal, on its function. So therefore, Greek today is not good. And the Kechsov and Cholshonim is no problem because when at the time of Shimon Gamliel, when it was Kechsov and Cholshonim, so then that is Kechsov and Cholshonim. That's the Lashon.